comfort and privacy is important. And products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
330.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Probably going to another version, or another week's version of the, it's not a week W-E-A-K, it's a week W-E-E-K, reviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Talk Radio Rundown. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn from the DJV program. Go through the stories and the people with our own unique sort of overview. You have the advantage of people who have been talking about this stuff all week long, listening to other people digest and ingest some of the material. So the charts for the week of April 8th to the 12th from Talkers Magazine, where they do all the research, starts with number one being the aftermath of the Mueller report. This is, what, 3 weeks afterwards? You'd think that things would die down a little bit. Jennifer Horn has a morning radio program. In addition to being on DJV, she is on KRLA in Los Angeles in the mornings with Brian Whitman. And I know that you talk a lot about this sort of thing from the yin and the yang angle. You're yin, he's yang, I think, isn't that?
That's right, yes.
That's how it works, yes. All right, so why is there still discussion after all? What's Trump say? There's no...
He said total exoneration, no collusion, yeah. No obstruction.
No collusion,
and
yes.
He's partially right there in the Mueller report. And see, the reason that it still is a topic is that the Mueller report is probably going to come out next week sometime. We've only seen a summary from the Attorney General's office, so he's condensed 300-plus pages into four. And a lot of Democrats are saying, well, he's covering for the president. We want to make sure that there's no funny business going on here. And they're kind of putting, they're starting to crucify Attorney General William Barr, who hasn't done anything but act, I think, independently. President Trump said he was totally exonerated in the report. We know that Mueller said there was no evidence of conspiracy or collusion, which would have been the crime. He didn't make a determination on obstruction, but William Barr said since there was no crime, how can there be obstruction if there was no crime to cover up? So that's how he came to that determination. I think what's probably most interesting to everyone is the testimony of Attorney General William Barr this past week. He was scheduled to appear in front of the House and Senate Appropriations Committee. He was there fighting for his money, right? And so he wanted to talk about budget items, but of course the House of Representatives wanted to talk about the Russia investigation. And so during the hearing, the second day of the hearings in front of the Senate, actually, William Barr said that he believed, it was his personal belief, that the Trump campaign was spied on. People are taking issue with that. Republicans are saying, see, we told you. Everybody laughed at Trump in 2017 when he said that his wires were tapped. And Democrats are saying that the Attorney General shouldn't have said that the Trump campaign was spied on. But we learned
why?
That William Barr
why
is
not
now
said that. Why should he not have said that?
I think he should have if he thinks it's true. Yeah. But right. Now we know he has a committee investigating the start of the Mueller investigation, which has a whole lot of Democrats probably feeling pretty nervous today, along with John Brennan and James Clapper and Jim Comey, all probably a little nervous about that investigation.
All right. So let's fast forward a little bit here. The number five item this week, which I think is number two, at least in my wheelhouse, I have my point of view. Jennifer does. Richie does. We all do that do this for a living. But the passion and the focus on Julian Assange, his being arrested, what that means in a subtext to the Mueller report. And, I mean, there are a lot of different I call it the talk tree. There are a lot of different things that come out of his being arrested and all of his work with the WikiLeaks and what Trump said about him when he was running versus what they are saying about him now. But you seem to think, Jennifer, if I've heard you correctly, that you believe that one of the reasons he was grabbed is because he's got some input into how this all got started, the stuff that WikiLeaks may have known, or he may have known. Is that
well?
Is
his
that
name was definitely right? Brought up when Mueller was doing his investigation, and Roger Stone is facing several indictments. The charges are that Roger Stone was trying to talk to Julian Assange, figure out what kind of information he had
on
Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, who was the head of the campaign. And yeah, you're right. It is an interesting pair. Roger Stone denies it. I've talked to Jerome Corsi, who's also involved with this, that he never talked to Julian Assange about anything having to do with WikiLeaks. But the thought is that maybe there was something going on there. And mm-hmm. as far as Trump's treatment of this, on the campaign trail, he was very tongue-in-cheek saying, I want more WikiLeaks, because it was helping him. He was there were emails that were released that Trump wasn't asking for, certainly, but Julian Assange had emails that were of interest. He released them, and it was helpful to Trump. And so he said, bring them on. Well, now I think the mainstream media is making a big deal about the fact that when Trump was asked earlier in the week in his office about WikiLeaks, Trump said, well, I don't know anything. I don't know much about it, meaning I think the media is taking it to say that Trump's denying he knows what WikiLeaks is. Well, mm-hmm. I actually took it as Trump denying to know much about the case, and I believe that. I think his Department of Justice was working under Obama and now under him to get Julian Assange. They've been working on this since 2012, and in fact, Obama kind of backed off of it after he was really intent on getting Assange. Trump's Department of Justice wants to talk to him, and I do believe that there are some connections and there will be some ramifications that we see come out of this that will have an impact on the ultimate findings of the Mueller investigation.
All right. So while I'm on the talk tree of this and where the branches go beside the Mueller report, Julian Assange, there are a lot of people, I don't know whether you've heard it or not, but I've heard in the last 24 hours some conversation about what the arrest of Julian Assange means to the press. What does it mean for freedom of the press? Because this guy supposedly is in the Fifth Estate, and First Amendment experts are convicted, suggesting that he would be sent to jail because he assisted Chelsea Manning, or what's Bradley Manning he was at the time, in cracking down on a lot of the things, the abuses in the government, especially at the Defense Department. The way it was done, probably not legal, probably not, I don't want to say legit.
Well, definitely not legal. Hacking into a Department of Defense mainframe, definitely not legal.
But I'm certainly glad to know.
Government information.
I'm glad to know what I know that I wouldn't have known.
Well,
had it not
here's
been
the gray
this.
Area, and I can remember, guys, I remember sitting on the DJV show at the time, the Good Day Show, with you, Rich, and with you, Doug, and with our old producer, Ken Kessler, and I remember Ken saying, we need whistleblowers, this guy, or no, actually, he was taking him apart, actually. He wanted
he
to put him away, and Rich was kind of like, wait and see, and you and I think, Doug, were also in the middle. I feel like there's gray area here because I think there is a functional and important role for whistleblowers in our country, period, end of story, to open up our eyes to things that are going on. Our government needs to be more transparent. But when you have someone like Julian Assange, who is revealing – Military Secrets, who's revealing military locations during a time of war, when he's revealing sources, when he is putting in danger our relationships with our allies, well, then that's a scumbag, and that's somebody who needs to go to prison. So while I think it's some of the stuff that Julian Assange does is fine and his right to do it, there are other things that are clearly not, and he
the
should be punished for it.
The State Department went to him and said, listen, we have sources, informants, who are in those emails you're about to dump. They will die once their identity becomes known.
So is that the reason to punish him? Is that the reason because of the people? I agree with you on that. As far
well,
as
the reason to punish him
is
for stealing information. That's why you punish him.
But why? But how would we know the information that certainly benefits the average person to know what the government
doesn't benefit the average person?
Yeah, it does. I want to know what's
going on. I'd go further. No one. Yeah, but you know what? You can broadly report on what's going on with your government without revealing sources.
Right. Why do you need to know that Bob Smith was the one that turned over Tom Johnson? That Tom Johnson was the drug dealer that you're looking for, or the government informant that you're looking for. Why do you need to know that?
And
is that really Bob Smith who did that?
Yeah
Bob Smith.
Sure.
And Rich, I'd actually play off what you said, and the fact that he did have that choice to release those names or not, even though lives were at stake, and he did it anyway. If he caused the death of those people, I think that should be on his hands.
Right.
I don't disagree with that.
I don't disagree with that.
On the other side, he released in 2010 the video footage of our troops shooting innocent people in Iraq. Yeah. And that was really kind of what started him and what started all this. And that's, excuse me, you can make the case that that's something that we should know, is that we made a mistake and innocent people were killed and we should fix those mistakes. But I say, okay, you can make the case for that. It's embarrassing.
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Right. But when you are putting informants who are helping our country and who are helping the world in general get rid of bad people, those are the things that I don't agree with. Those should not be released.
Has Assange ever did an expose on Kim Kardashian? I want to know about that.
You want to know what an interesting parallel between him and Trump, Doug?
What's that, Richard?
Is that in the U.K., they want him for jumping bail. Okay?
Yes.
And since then,
get a year on that one. Yeah.
Sweden has dropped the charges, for the rape charges, right? Huh. So there are no charges, yet they still want to talk to him and charge him with jumping bail for something that is not being charged anymore. Trump, at the same time, is being charged for obstruction for charges that weren't ever proven, the collusion thing.
Mm-hmm.
So both of these guys are trying to be convicted.
That's your theory. That's your favorite theory.
It's my favorite theory. Never prove what they accuse you of, but they can prove but they can accuse you of lying about what you didn't do.
Yeah, lovely.
It's a load.
Jen, thank you. You were a very important cog in the wheel here as we get started on this week's Talk Radio Review. 18 past the hour now.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I'm getting benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 1,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
All right, so let's see the other one thing here, Richie, that I think is, I don't know whether it's misplaced. I'm looking at the numbers here. Number one is the Mueller report. Number two is the continuing focus on the southern border and what it is that we're doing or not doing with all of these people. My God.
It's so bad. It's horrible.
It's awful.
We used to get where just the single males were coming across and they were working. Now we're getting whole families.
And if you bring somebody across, did you know, I didn't realize this until this week, that if you, even if they're not your child, if you have somebody you bring across the border, a child, no matter what his or her relationship to you, that child becomes automatically able to stay.
Yeah, I didn't
know that.
No, my wife deals with this all the time in the school system where they just, they get Social Security, they get Medicare, they get everything.
Yeah. Come on, have it all. Victoria Jones joins us next here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Get ready for a sock hop of nostalgia and muscle cars when American Graffiti roars onto the Cascade Theater's big screen during cool April nights. With live music, dancing, themed drinks, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's, and more surprises. April 24th. Doors open at 6, film at 7:30. It's a cruise down memory lane with the ultimate coming-of-age film, American Graffiti, at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its 5th annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving ahead now, or moving along, on the Talk Radio Review for the second week of April. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden, and now Victoria Jones, who is with us. The DC Radio Company is her outreach for all things news and talk. She also happens to have been a companion. I was a companion of hers. She was a companion of mine. We and a number of compatriots in the talk radio business went to Ireland last week. It was a good trip. Victoria arranged it for us to go. It was a yeoman's job. And so now she has moved into her old stomping grounds in London for a week's worth of work there, and thought we'd have her on to talk about the arrest of Julian Assange, because you're right there. I actually want to spend a minute talking about Brexit, too. The tone that you are getting, number 6 this week on the story list at Talkers, is the Brexit situation. You want to give us a quick thumbnail sketch of what you're sensing is going on with regard to that, Victoria?
Well, it's difficult to do a thumbnail of Brexit because it's so massive. But basically, once again, there's been another delay, this time until Halloween, which, of course, has caused much hilarity on the news programs with pictures of grinning pumpkins and ghosts and ghouls, some of which are being, by the wags among people, as Theresa May, not actually for the first time. But she is still saying that Britain can get out before Halloween if people go along with her plan, which also is a bit of a Halloween joke, because if members of Parliament have been going to go along with her plan, they would have actually done so some time ago. It's been voted down so many times now that, you know, people fall asleep every time it's brought up in Parliament. And you remember one time that the Speaker refused to bring it up. So she's now in talks with the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn. Cross-party talks, as they're known, which are really pretty stiff kinds of talks because the two people can't stand each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might think, well, that sort of makes sense that you'd have cross-party talks on something as big as this, that the whole country would come together over it. But no. So it's moving very slowly. One of the things that's causing a bit of consternation is that having such a long delay will just mean that everybody will drag their feet, breathe a huge sigh of relief and say, OK, we've got a long time to do something about it. Let's not do anything. There is some talk among conservatives and conservative watchers that what this breather means is that after Easter, there's going to be a move in the Conservative Party to boot her out and force in a new leader, or that there's going to be a move for a general election altogether. So she can be booted out by her own MPs and a new prime minister chosen by MPs, not by the people.
Yep. All right, let's spend a minute talking about Julian Assange and in London what the reaction is to his being arrested.
Well, I think there's a fair amount of relief because people are at this point fairly grossed out by him and think that he's been a bit of a freeloader in the Ecuadorian embassy, and people get pretty sick and tired of protests and trucks and cars outside the embassy all the time and blocking the traffic. That's always a big issue in London, as it is in any big city. There's some discussion of who's going to look after his cat. So there's always discussion about things like that. And the cost, it's cost over £13 million to pay for his security until the time that the security was withdrawn a few years ago. So there's a lot of cost about that. You know, why were we paying for security for this man? It was just a pain in the neck. He was found guilty in magistrates' court yesterday on a bail charge. So he was found guilty of that. And now Sweden has decided to possibly consider renewing its rape case against him. So that's not very good news for Julian Assange.
All right. So that's the update on Assange and Brexit from Victoria, who is in London. Victoria Jones, Executive Director of the D.C. Radio Company here, along with Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, half past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue, and that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And Cool April Night
is back, April 20th through the 28th.
Over a week of classic fun.
So dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th, and get your tickets now for the main event with over 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 27th.
So get your car registered today.
Discount advance tickets are available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Avoid the lines and buy yours now. Don't miss the 30th annual Cool April Nights, April 20th through April 28th.
Oh, baby, Cool April Nights is coming. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino. Visit Redding, KRCR Channel 7, Lithia Chevrolet, Redding McDonald's, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Record Searchlight, and this radio station.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Swinging back into action here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with the Rich McFadden. Back to the good old days. things change and yet they don't. What is it, the expression, some things change and they really don't?
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
That's it, right. All right, so let me just go through the list. Richie criticizes me because I sort of jump around here. It depends on the talent, who we've got available to us at a given moment. sometimes as to how I pull all of this stuff apart and put it back together again. But the official list from Talkers Magazine, which you can see published every week at talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, anything going on with personalities, the stations, whatever it is, it's always reported there. So each week, 52 weeks a year, they prepare this this overview, listening to talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country, tuning in at number 10 this week. Usually in the 10th position is what the main features are of conversation on sports talk radio stations, and certainly the end of the final four and who won. I don't even know who won. Duke was out early. That's the only one I represent. I mean, I recognize
Virginia won.
Virginia won. Yep. Were you surprised?
I'm pleasantly surprised. Yeah.
What did you do for a?
I didn't do a bracket this year.
Bracket.
No.
Uh-huh.
I just Why? Didn't. I've done it for 15 years and I've never won. I've come close a couple of times, never won. And this year I was just too tied up with stuff.
So the most interesting story I think from the world of sports, as being a non-sports person, was what went on with the Lakers and Magic Johnson sort of pulling up stakes as an owner. I'm not clear whether he sold his stake or he just doesn't want to have anything to do with the management because the team's so bad. And, then LeBron James' reaction to all of that and the players' reactions to him.
The fact that they're so bad with LeBron James is just, it's amazing. I mean, I'm sure they'll pull it together.
Does LeBron James not, do they not get along? Is he not caring about his play? Why is he not performing up to standard?
I think the team as a whole. I mean, LeBron James is a great player, so it's not him. It's just the team as a whole isn't where they need to be. They don't have the team around him that they need.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the Lakers story. The Clippers, the story with them a couple of years ago was that guy that owned them got into all that trouble with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm just getting the two.
Yeah, Magic just says, I want a simpler life.
Shame. Okay. Number nine. This, to me, if Julian Assange, in my mind, this is how I think, and everybody thinks differently, that's what makes this such a fabulous way of finding out what's going on or talking about what's going on. In my estimation, the number one story of the week is the Julian Assange thing. The number two is the discovery or the photographing of this black hole and understanding the young woman, 29-year-old woman, who was basically an expert in algorithms. She took, Rich, I don't know if you heard the story or not, she took the information. They were having a hard time at the this project's headquarters. I think they're at Harvard or someplace here in Massachusetts. She's an MIT graduate, and she didn't know anything about space, which is really kind of interesting. But she knew that when she looked at, she was brought in, and they're trying to figure out, how do we get these images together? I mean, the numbers are so astronomical, you can't begin to imagine what we're talking about in terms of numbers. Distance away from the Earth, the whole history of black holes and what happens to them.
Or what a black hole even is.
Is, right. The black hole, if, for those of the unwashed, the simplest explanation is it's a vacuum. It's the
nothing,
it's the presence of nothing.
Right.
It's nothing.
Right.
It's, can you even imagine what is nothing? You can't imagine.
Right.
What
I still
is nothing?
Can't wrap my
something.
Head around that.
You can't. Okay, so wrap your head around this one. If you look at the picture that she has been able to congregate, there's a yellow ring around the black hole. Now remember, the black hole sucks everything into it that is of substance, the gases and all. I mean, just sucks everything and disappears. So around the ring around the black hole is 6.5 billion, made up of 6.5 billion stars the size of our sun. And
wow.
They are suns. They have been from destroyed galaxies and destroyed pieces of the universe, destroyed solar systems.
And they're about to get sucked into the black hole and turn into nothing.
Right. But there are 6.5 billion of them in this remote corner of the universe that we really have not seen before, and we still haven't really seen it. It's just that she put the information together so they come up with a graphic of what it was. And I can't remember this young woman's name. I'll have to dig for it for a moment. But at any rate, the point is that we have the fantastic end of science, or what we, you know, the end of science, not the end of science, but thanks to science, we've ended up with this information, which, if for no other reason, it gives us cause to think about two things: our own mortality and the size of us, what we bring to the table in the enormity of the universe. And, you know, what happens? I remember
Kate Bowman is the new
Bowman. That's the, it. Yeah, Kate Bowman. Yeah. So I remember once when I was actually in junior high school, I think it was junior, maybe high school science. The discussion came about of the sun, and the teacher said, you know, the sun has only used up 7 or 8% of its energy. There's still 90, 92% of the energy left. And then when the energy's gone in our sun, when all of the heat and all the gases and everything's been burned, the sun will expand and explode and take with it all the planets in the universe, in our solar system. And I remember going home that night and being really worried. What's going to happen?
Yeah, what's going to happen next month?
I mean, it's laughable, kind of. But, okay, what's going to happen to us? If we've been in existence for almost 5 billion years, the sun's already has only used about 7, 8, 9% of its energy. So we multiply 90 times of 5, and that's a 450. So we got another 450 billion years before the Earth gets sucked up by the sun, but we're still...
It doesn't matter. If you listen to Al Gore, the Earth's not going to survive that long anyway, so no big deal.
Apparently not. Right. Speaking of that, number 8 this week is the weather and climate change. The weather in the Midwest, horrible. Snowstorm like you wouldn't believe at this time of year. And so with that comes another experience. For those of you who are veterans of traveling up Interstate 15 or Interstate 25 through Denver and Wyoming and up into Montana, all the areas, western Nebraska, these areas that have been hit by the snow, you know that once you get out of the big cities, I remember because it happened to me once when I was doing a radio route. Richie, you remember this.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving north on 15 visiting stations, and there was a huge snowstorm. And what they do when you get into the mountains, they have these huge barricades, and they just shut the road off. So you'll get there's a light warning that says road closed in a mile, get off at the next exit. So, you know, and when you drive up the road, you can see in good weather where they have these gates. They just close the interstates down. So I remember getting off at this place in the middle of nowhere and going to a motel and a little dinky restaurant. And there were no rooms in the hotel. I spent the night in the car. You must remember this.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do the program the next day from the car.
Yep.
But I got something to eat, and then I slept in the car. And that's what people are confronted with these huge storms that are coming in. And they're always worse around the change of seasons, the equinox. It's disturbances in the atmosphere. And so people say, oh, climate change, come on. I've seen these storms for years and years. But I will tell you, when I was in Ireland last week, I can't remember experiencing wind, rain, and cold like I did
there.
I know
it
has happened. Oh, my God, it was freezing. And the wind blowing you around, it just was miserable. And so, anyway, we are in the east here. You got, 70 degrees in Washington today?
That's beautiful out this week. Yep.
Yeah. We've got rain in the forecast for New England, but I'm going to Florida for the weekend, and it'll be nice and warm down there. So, well, listen, it's all relative. Don't worry about it, because, as we just suggested, it all kind of shakes out in time. Speaking of time, it's 44 after the hour as we continue to go through. I promise I'll at least get through the list in a few moments. If you lack energy to tackle everyday tasks in your life, let's say, gentlemen, you're struggling to get back into the shape that you were, like, fighting weight, right, when you were, like, Richie's age.
Yep.
Or even
I'm working
younger
on it.
Than that. Yep. So, and then there are a lot of people that don't have the same performance quotient that they used to. So all of these things together can be helped by using a product called Nugenix. N-U-G-E-N-I-X. You'll feel better. It'll jazz you up. Manner of speaking, focus at work will be better. Working out in the gym will be better. Making love will be better. All of that stuff because of the level of testosterone that you have in your system and what Nugenix adds to it. That's why you will have better energy, performance. Whoopee! Nugenix will maximize your energy and increase lean muscle mass with exercise. And you take this, boost your libido as well. So let's get your all around the wellness quotient really restored and up. And the way to do that is to text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. You get a free jar of Nugenix. If you text FORCE to 321-321. Yep, free bottle. Send it to you. Get it on its way so you can become more confident, better, in shape, and all the way around you'll have a happier, healthier, better life. Text FORCE for a free bottle of Nugenix. FORCE to 321-321. Again, very simple. Text FORCE to 321-321. Let's go through the top stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in official order from number 10 to number 1. The first story, focus on what's going on in Sports Talk Radio, pretty much as usual, with Magic Johnson being the number one name. Number 9, the black hole, a photograph that was put together using various algorithms. What a fascinating story. Number 8, more conversation about climate change because of the weather in the upper Midwest. Number 7, those fires set by this kid in Louisiana. Wow. Number 6, what's going on with Brexit? Number 5, stay in England. Julian Assange arrested. Number 4, the college admission scandal continuing to unravel. Number 3, the president's tax returns. Number 2, the border crisis. And number 1, the aftermath of the Mueller report. Those are the top 10 items this week, according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The new Bank of America Business Advantage Cash Rewards credit card makes maximizing rewards easy for entrepreneurs. Cardholders can decide how they earn 3% cash back each month, choosing from 6 popular spending categories, from gas stations to office supply stores and consulting services. Kevin Condon, Bank of America.
Running a small business often means doing many jobs in one. Flexibility is key, so we're excited to put our small business cardholders in charge of how they can earn cash back each month. They now have the power to maximize their rewards to match their changing business priorities. And our Business Advantage Relationship Rewards members earn even more. They get a credit card rewards bonus that can boost the earnings in their choice category to up to 5.25%.
Cardholders can change their cashback choice category once every month in their mobile banking app or through online banking. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
According to Talkers Magazine, these are the people that have been most in focus with conversation, whether you're on the left or on the right. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, and a focus on Magic Johnson. Number 9, Theresa May, what's happening to her? Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu wins Israeli elections there. Number 7 is Julian Assange, who was arrested. Number 6, the fates of Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Number 5, AOC and Ilhan Omar, 2 freshman congresswomen. Number 4, Bernie Sanders and some of the other candidates for president, like Kirstjen Nielsen, who's number 3. Mueller and Barr are together at number 2. as a result of the Mueller report. Number one is the President of the United States, Donald Trump. All that discussion taking place this week and reviewed by the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. So let's get the review here from number eight, the climate change thing. Number seven this week on the countdown, Louisiana church fires and what you know about this subhuman being.
Yeah, what a dirtbag.
My God, look at him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
what do you do with that guy?
See the movie, by the way, that's out this week, Richie, with Taraji P. Henson, Sam Rockwell. It's called The Best of Enemies. It's a very good real story about the KKK in the 70s in Raleigh-Durham. It's amazing. I mean, even that recently, what was going on there. Number four, the college admission scandal. I'm daft at this. This Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
My God, what is she's either that or her husband is such an arrogant SOB.
Yeah, no,
they're just so clueless.
So
about this
front page of the Washington Examiner this morning.
Yeah.
Two decades before college admissions scandal, the Clintons tried to game the systems for Chelsea's boyfriend.
Really?
Apparently,
the one that she married or was she a boyfriend at the time?
A boyfriend at the time. Apparently they tried to pressure a college to taking her boyfriend in, the college, Stanford, and the college fought back, and then the Clintons tried to exact revenge on them, and this is all coming out due to somebody who was a foreign policy advisor to Barack Obama.
Really?
Had knowledge of it, yeah.
Huh.
So this thing's gonna do nothing but grow.
Yeah.
This whole...
Lovely. Let's hear it for ethics. Teaching your children ethics and morals. And this is a sewer.
Yeah.
What a cesspool.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, number three this week, trying to get a hold of Trump's returns. Good dog. Trump's tax returns and the presidential politics for 2020. That's it. Our review, overview, if you will, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology news. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. So from five to number one, starting at five, those no good SOBs at YouTube. doing it to him.
Well, isn't that true?
Well, yeah, they're kind of in keeping with everybody else. Basically, what you're referring to is cutting the cable cord is getting a little more expensive. The price of a YouTube TV subscription is going up by $10 a month, so it will now cost you $49.99 a month. YouTube is, of course, owned by Google, and they announced the price hike earlier this week in a blog post that really none of their customers saw until a few tech reporters caught on and then made it a bigger story, and now YouTube actually yesterday sent out an email to everyone saying, hey, you know, in an effort to give you more and more offerings, we've added 8 channels and blah, 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 and that's why we're raising the prices. So the 8 channels that they have added are all owned by the Discovery Network. So that means you're going to get Discovery Channel, HGTV, Food Network, TLC, and Animal Planet, as well as the OWN network, that's Oprah Winfrey Network, and that will be added later this year. That network is actually a joint venture of Discovery and Oprah's Harpo production company, and so the price increase for YouTube's premium product is the second price hike since they've launched in 2017. So if you have Apple TV, which is a lot of people do, watching YouTube TV through Apple is going to cost you even more money. That plan will now be $55 a month. So it's getting more and more expensive.
Number 4 on the list, Google Maps, taking something from Waze. Why don't they make their own deal?
Yeah, so being able to report incidents on the road, like traffic jams and accidents in real time, is something that Waze, the traffic app, has been doing for years. Yeah. Google bought Waze a few years ago, and so they've been kind of taking some of the ideas and the features that
really?
Yeah, some of the, well, it's so many people, it Waze, I forget what the amount was that they bought it for, but it was a pretty hefty price. The Waze developers came up with something that we all use and we love,
and so
Google Maps really paled in comparison. So Google made what Google always does. They buy everybody else and then start stealing from all of the best features. So Google Maps will be adding these features, and they'll be rolling out probably by next week. That's for all Android users, and if you are an iOS Apple user, at some point in the future, you will also get those features too. They have not announced when. So it'll make Google Maps a little bit better for people who aren't comfortable using Waze.
I'm very comfortable, thank you.
I love Waze.
I
yeah.
like it a lot.
At first, I didn't
that.
Like it because I thought it was a little too cartoonish. It looked kind of like a video game, and I wasn't sure if I liked the interface. But now that I'm so used to it, I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, and you know how untechnical I am, and the fact
right.
that I use it. And
I was
like
impressed.
It, very happy to have it in my little iPhone.
Yeah.
Number 3 on the list of the top 5 items this week from the world of technology is a focus on what's going on in England.
Yeah, the British government has unveiled an aggressive plan to crack down on harmful online content. On Monday, the Department of Digital Culture, Media, and Sport, that's a lot of categories in one, as well as the Home Office, released what's called the Online Harms White Paper. And this is a proposal that is targeting a variety of harmful web content, including terrorist activity, child exploitation, cyberbullying, and the spread of fake news. If it's approved by Parliament, the plan would establish an independent regulator to write a code of practice for these tech companies, and that they're going to have to follow to eliminate harmful content. This is something that Canada is also thinking about doing with their upcoming election. They don't want to have the type of things that we dealt with in our last election with Facebook and things like that. So lawmakers in the UK are saying that they're going to make these tech companies more responsible for their user safety online.
Number 2, net neutrality. Here's some SOB stuff all over again.
Oh, yeah. Legislation aimed at restoring net neutrality protections easily swept right through the House, but it's going to die in the Senate. And those are the exact words from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He said the bill will be dead on arrival in the Senate. The White House also confirmed that they strongly oppose this and that President Trump will veto anything that comes up to his desk that tries to save Internet protections for consumers. And essentially, this is the bill is called Save the Internet Act, and it would put into law a ban for Internet providers to they can't interfere with Internet speeds and things like that and data limits.
Number 1.
Bad news for brick-and-mortar stores. An uptick in online shopping could prompt 75,000 stores to close. This is according to the investment firm UBS. That's up 25%. This is all due to Amazon, pretty much. They own half of all of the online retail market.
Unbelievable. All right, that's the story at the moment. or the stories, top five items from the world of technology. Victoria, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The 25th annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
In the town of Hamilton, about 140 miles southwest of Memphis.
Damage to trees, damage to homes, damage to some businesses in the area. I think a roof came off a store in Vicksburg. We've had some large hail in the area.
Another death in East Texas, where a woman died from injuries received when a storm ripped through an outdoor cultural festival Saturday. Nearly 90,000 customers were without electricity in Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Georgia as of midday. Tiger Woods ends an 11-year majors drought with a win at the Masters today, beating Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele, Dustin Johnson, and third-round leader Francesco Molinari. The 43-year-old Woods said the title was very wide open near the end.
I was looking at the board coming off of 13 green, and there's, you know, six, seven guys with a chance to win this tournament. But I just kept telling myself, I have, along with Francesco, we have the most holes to play. So whatever they do, I'll just bury the same holes.
American Airlines canceling 115 flights a day through mid-August because of ongoing problems with the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. American is the second major carrier to cancel MAX flights through the busy summer season. Southwest Airlines, the largest operator of Boeing jets, announced last week it was canceling its MAX flights through August the 5th. American's cancellations will last at least through August the 19th. And a day after New Jersey Senator Cory Booker announced, Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, is now an official Democratic nominee, or Democratic wannabe for president. This is townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
British police say a man suspected of purposefully driving into parked cars in front of the Ukrainian embassy in London has been hospitalized for mental health treatment.
London Metropolitan Police Force said officers fired at the 40-year-old driver's vehicle and took him into custody Saturday after he allegedly ran the Ukrainian ambassador's car and several others outside the embassy. London police say he also drove his car toward officers. No one was injured. Police say the man's actions were not related to extremism. He has not been charged or identified. Zaria Shakili, London.
This year's Shanghai Auto Show highlights the global industry's race to transform electric cars into profitable product that Chinese drivers want to buy as Beijing winds down subsidies that made this country the biggest market for the technology. More breaking news and more analysis at townhall.com. First daughter Ivanka Trump out of the country on business in Ethiopia today, touring businesses run by women while promoting a White House global economic program for women. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The White House senior advisor, who's President Trump's daughter and a businesswoman, visited a coffee shop and textile company in Addis Ababa, where she spoke with working women. It was her first stop on a four-day Africa trip to boost 50 million women in developing countries by 2025.
Investing in women is smart development policy, and it's smart business. It's also in our security interests, because women, when they're empowered, foster peace and stability.
This is Ivanka Trump's first visit to Africa since the president launched the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It takes honor. It takes courage. It takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
Math.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is for good broadcasters and good listeners. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Talk media in general. Talkers Radio is at talkers.com. Talkers Television is there, and the home of the charts every week. The folks at Talkers are listening to somehow use an algorithm. I love that word, Michael. They've come up with an algorithm,
yes,
to figure out what the top 10 stories of the week are and the people that are most talked about. So I'm just going to click my, hold on a second, got my computer right here. I'm going to click on algorithm.
And in the words of George and Ira Gershwin, I got algorithm.
I got
music.
That you have. All right, I understand last week in my absence, you and Rich McFadden did a fabulous job, perhaps better than you do with me. So
mailbags. We have gotten mailbags full of reaction.
Really?
About, I would say 20,000, 30,000 letters and postcards have come in.
Really? Email?
Oh, yeah.
people on Twitter.
No, actual letters. Guys from the post office, like in Miracle on 34th Street, they came in bag after bag, piled them up. It's a tsunami of positive reaction.
Lovely. All right. So, having said all of that, let's get to the list, the stories.
All right, let's do it.
The people, the stories first, 10 to number 1. Let's go.
Here we go. At number 10, we have a couple of sports-oriented stories. We have the Final Four of the NCAA. That's done. No more April Madness. And Magic Johnson leaves the Lakers. Very interesting story. At number 9, the photography of a black hole. At number 8, climate change and... Yeah, I know. Climate change and the national weather. At number 7, the Louisiana church fires. At number 6, Brexit and the Israeli elections tied together at number 6. Number 5, out of the blue, Julian Assange arrested. At number 4, the college admissions scandal. Kind of an interesting story on a lot of tracks. At number 3, 2020 presidential politics and Trump's tax returns. At number 2, the southern border crisis and the Department of Homeland Security shakeup. At number 1, more aftermath on the Mueller report. And our top people, Magic Johnson at 10, Theresa May and Britain at 9, Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel at 8, Julian Assange in London at 7, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin in La La Land at 6. At number 5, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez tied with Ilhan Omar. At number 4, Peter Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders tied. Kirstjen Nielsen is at 3. William Barr and Robert Mueller are at 2. Donald Trump is at number 1. It's been a hell of a week.
Hell of a week. Can you say that on the radio?
I don't think so.
A heck of a week. All right, so it's always a heck of a week, and I'm trying to pick things out of here that are of interest. Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. Is that news
to
you?
What was that? What did you say? Did you ask me if I'm a millionaire? Or I'd like to be a millionaire? Or I'd like to marry a millionaire?
Yeah, well, either. Yeah. How about just becoming a millionaire would be fun?
I think being a millionaire today, there are two types of people.
It doesn't take a lot of work.
It doesn't take a lot of work. It doesn't get you very far.
No, it doesn't.
You know, the whole idea of a millionaire, I mean, look, it's better to be a millionaire than not to have next month's rent. And,
right.
and as we know, a significant segment of the population is in credit card debt, and a $400 unexpected bill will put their budget into chaos.
Over the edge. Right.
Yeah, so I don't mean to be flippant. However, being a millionaire in 2019 is not the same as it was back when I was a little kid.
Do you remember George Bernard Tipton?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. There was a show called The Millionaire.
Millionaire.
I'm Michael Anthony, and I represent...
George Bernard or Bernardston or something.
Something, yes.
Yeah,
and,
right. Yeah.
And the $1 million, a tax-free check for $1 million was enough to set you up for life.
Yep.
Well, those are the days if you made $20,000 a year, you were considered upper middle class.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy a beautiful house in the suburbs for $18,500 on a 20-year mortgage.
Yeah.
I mean, the changes that we've seen in the course of a lifetime, let's say the last 70, 80 years in America, is since the war, is remarkable in terms of the numbers and the leaps exponentially upward of the cost of living and what it takes to live a middle-class life, not to mention you have to have more than one person in a household, one, to make enough money to pay for it, but two, to operate a household. It's complicated.
When your parents bought the first house you lived in, I'm thinking of the house that we moved into. I didn't know about it because I was just a baby, moving into this house in Framingham where I grew up, Framingham, Massachusetts. My father paid $20,000 for the house, got a 4% mortgage, GI mortgage, paid it off in 4 years because he didn't want to have a mortgage. And after he died, we sold it for, it was, well, at one point it was appraised for $700,000. We didn't get that because it was sold after the economy went into the tank in 2009. But just think about it. It's a little farmhouse with a little barn with a couple of acres of land, $20,000 in, let's say, 1950-ish. And then in 2012, it's worth $700,000.
It's amazing. When you think about it, it's absolutely amazing. And one of the problems in real estate today is that real estate since certainly 2008, and even before that, has not been the instant appreciator in terms of people's total assets.
If you're in L.A. Some
places, yeah, but for the most part, real estate has been dicey. Yeah. And when you own property, you're paying mortgage, you're paying property tax. Property tax is breaking people's backs. There are people that have their mortgage.
The inefficiencies of government. You see, this is the talk tree that we always talk about. Look at where you're going and all the exciting things we can talk about with regard to just this one issue.
Well, let's talk about it then, as opposed to talking
about it. Let's pause for a moment. I started this because I wanted to make reference to Bernie Sanders' three homes. He has a home in Washington, a home in Vermont, and I think a home in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. But how does, you know,
and he's constantly battering millionaires. He's a socialist. But you see, one of the things that liberals don't understand.
A socialist with money.
Well, the fact that they call them limousine liberals. Mm-hmm. And there is a connected hypocrisy attached to the left that the right harps on. And in many cases,
Elizabeth Warren's got lots of money. Well, she's always
Elizabeth Warren, last I checked, is worth approximately $5 million.
Yeah.
That's her basic.
How do you get there? And you know how you get there? Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea what these people have in their campaign war chests. And they manage it. It's their money. They do what they want with it. It's one of the biggest scams in our country. And nobody, you know, they have all these fundraisers all the time, supposedly to get themselves reelected.
And I don't even think necessarily their total assets include what's in their war chest. That's funds they have available to them for use of the funds, but not necessarily.
Right. Remember when LBJ was a school teacher? He got elected to Congress. He was elected to county something or other, and then he got elected to Congress, and then he became the president. But the vice president at the time making $120,000. So the most he ever made in his life was $120,000 a year. When he died, he had he owned the most important television and radio stations in Austin, the KLBJ. He was worth $80 million when he died, and the most he ever made was $120,000. Now, you tell me, is he that good an investor?
Wow. Yeah, a lot of benefits, a lot of speaking tours, speaking engagements. Who knows? You know, opportunities, inside information. These guys do get rich. AOC, she's worth right now, I think she has like $10,000 in her checking account. She's like a regular millennial in terms of there's nothing about her money
her
that
while.
Stands out. But she probably will have a seven-figure bank account within 1 year or 2 years based on the opportunity coming to her now as a celebrity.
Yeah. Right. And by the way, number five on the people list, the aforementioned AOC, along with... Did we do the people list? We did do the people list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we did.
I don't
remember. It was a long time ago, like 5 minutes ago.
No, I'm not sure we did do the people list.
Yeah, we did.
We did do it. All right.
Yeah,
so
I pronounced Pete Buttigieg properly.
That's right, too. Yes, you did. And he's coupled with Bernie Sanders. But then there's the scandal now this week with the representative Congresswoman Omar, who's got another thing. I just wonder who we're electing to office these days and why. Maybe that's a question we can review in a matter of moments. Right now, though, I want to help you if you've got coffee stains on your teeth, wine stains on your teeth, you've got tea stains, smoking stains. Here's the perfect way, risk-free, for you to solve the problem of yellow, ugly teeth. The product's called Power Swabs. Power Swabs is, in fact, by all accounts, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system because it transforms your smile and the stains on your teeth starting in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Having a bright white smile is very important to all of us. We know that. Whether it's job hunting, whether it's feeling your best at work or in social situations, whether you're dating, whatever it is, you will be amazed by the results. I certainly was first time I did this. And I started these 8, 9 years ago. We've been talking about Power Swabs off and on for that long. You know it's a good company if it's been around that long. Power Swabs, super fast, super easy, dentist approved. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. that easy. Power swabs. The important thing here is it's a patented all-natural tooth detergent combo with a whitening agent. So let's get going. Let's go to 800-208-1797. Call that number now. Use the DJB code. You'll buy power swabs for 50% of the retail cost. 800-208-1797. Remember the old song, "You'll Never Smile Again"? Well, you will, and you'll be happy about smiling again when you get started whitening your teeth. Forget the trays and those messy strips and all that stuff. No, they're not good for your teeth anyway. It's the all-natural way, power swabs. Whiten those teeth. Call 800-208-1797. Get them at half price. Use the code DJV. Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue. And that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
The Red Blood Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
Never going out of style, I was thinking wild, the sun is sinking low, we can go.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear big day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com.
at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're going through some of the ancillary stories, the side stories, et cetera, et cetera. I like asking you because more and more you're doing more in-person talk radio, which gives you more street cred. Not that you didn't have it before, but you like it. You enjoy being on the air now.
It gives me information. Exactly,
to go with. So of the stories that were in the list this week, when you were on various stations, because the ones you're on, they're all different sort of stars and stripes, colors, yes. And so which one did you spend the most time of this list, you personally, talking about on the air?
Actually, the college admission scandal took up a lot of time. That's a fascinating story because it's about crime, it's about the law, it's about our educational system, it's about our standards, ethics, and values as a nation. It's a very, very chunky, juicy topic. So that was the one that I like. But, you know, you have to talk about the Mueller report aftermath and its connection to the southern border crisis, the Department of Homeland Security, the real political divisive topic out there. That's huge. And you and I talking about Bernie Sanders just a few minutes ago, the personalities of the politicians running for president, all very interesting. Didn't get much chance to talk about Julian Assange. No. Brexit is murky. The Israeli elections, it's hard to really talk about from a perspective. It gets very deep into the weeds. It's a very complex, you know, the Middle East is just forever.
Yeah.
I'm saying all of them. The black hole was interesting to me.
I want to talk about that. But I also thought that probably you would be very interested in Magic Johnson's statements as he left the Lakers and what that all really amounts to. I think that was a fuzzy story, but it was hard to understand because
easy to understand.
Really?
Some organizations are dysfunctional. They're, no matter who comes into them, no matter how you try to approach it, there are certain organizations, you know this from your knowledge of business and radio, that they just have a history of dysfunction. And it's the same thing with franchises. The Los Angeles Lakers were one of the finest teams and sports business.
Pat Riley was the coach for so many years. Top of the heap.
You know, the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers, these are storied
history. Red Hour back and Pat,
You know, and something went wrong and the Lakers became dysfunctional. The Clippers rose to prominence in the last decade.
Right.
Who would have thunk that? The worst team in all of sports.
Right.
Magic Johnson is a colorful, vibrant character who enjoys being a colorful, vibrant character. He's not cut out for what it takes to be in the front office of a serious
business. He's not a management guy.
He didn't like it. He wasn't having fun. The whole thing with LeBron was a disappointment. They had their worst season, and LeBron is not in the playoffs for the first time since the early 2000s, and he went there to rebuild and create a new dynasty, and if anything, he's he's in a ditch, stuck there now. The whole thing went sour.
Yep. And so I think he's getting booted around. You know, you think he wants to be in L.A. because he wants to do all this ancillary stuff, television, movies.
You got to keep the main court hot. You know, if you're there as a basketball player, you better play well. He's been playing okay. He had a groin injury.
Did he?
So it's unfortunate, but Magic Johnson's going to be fine. He's a heck of a guy.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you can take a lesson from The Rock when it comes to how it depends on how focused you are. There's a guy that flies everywhere. He's got his own plane, and he spends the day shooting a movie somewhere, and he gets on the plane, and he goes to see his daughter play basketball, gets up at 4 o'clock. I mean, if you want to do it, you can do it. It's just one of the, you have to put your mind, wrap your mind around it. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Better get Mako.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city-approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Of News Talk Radio in your life. It's a given that people who love the format, love to listen to discussion of the issues, are here listening to this program because this is what's hot. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. I certainly have been around long enough to, I think, judge with Michael what's hot and what's not. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Remember that? What the heck was that from? That was an old Jerry Lee Lewis, wasn't it? Or Jerry?
Maybe it was. I don't Jerry remember. Reed. When you're hot, no. You're hot.
Jerry Reed, I think.
Was that.
Anyway, so the various things that are brought forth in these stories and our discussion of them each week, and how we focus on maybe two or three or four of them, things that pique our interest, because as hosts we have our favorites as well as some of the hosts have their. We all have our favorites. So that's what comes into the measurement of the work that Talkers does to listen to so many radio programs and stations. For me, the black hole story and what it's all about is so fascinating. This young woman, 29-year-old lady, who isn't even a scientist, she's not a scientist. She's a mathematician. And have you seen, did you dig around in this? Did you talk about this much with anybody this week?
I talk about it whenever I can because it's one of my favorite topics.
I know it is.
Astrophysics.
Yeah.
But you mentioned something interesting. You said she's not a scientist. She's a mathematician. Most of astrophysics is math. As a matter of fact, many people that call themselves physicists are actually mathematicians. The tie between science and mathematics is universal. And some people think that maybe it's misleading, that we mistake math for science, that we think because the math works out that the science is accurate.
Well, they go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand, but I'm telling you, a lot of scientists are really mathematicians, that they do the math, they don't do the science. They've lost the theory and the imagination, and it comes down to basic numbers, but there is an amazing parallel between the way the universe operates and the way the principles of math operate. It's almost
How so?
As if God is a mathematician. Mm-hmm. There's a mathematical underpinning of logic and equations to the way the universe operates that can be understood with math.
And quantum physics, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. 100 years ago, Albert Einstein figured out the existence of black holes, not because he observed them, discovered them, figured it out by observation, feeling, touching them. He calculated, based upon the numbers at work in how the universe works, that under certain conditions, gravity could become so intense that the mathematical result would be a black hole. And people thought that that was crazy science fiction. One speck of a point in space that is so massive that it sucks everything up around it and, defies the laws of physics, the singularity, everything breaks down, no time, no space, no nothing. We don't know what it is, all because of math. So the mathematical connection to the physicality of the universe is something that makes people think there's more to this than meets the eye. How did that happen? And how does it work? We really don't know.
And we won't, because our minds are not conditioned to be able to figure it out. When you come across a mind once in a while, like Einstein, as you're suggesting, mm-hmm. or Newton and his relative theory of gravity, or some of the great thinkers. This young lady is another one of them. Interesting to pair those with other great thinkers. You know, each discipline has its great thinkers. You mentioned a couple in the world of science and math. You know, you think about Shakespeare and Chaucer and the great minds that have contributed to literature. And then you think about Bach and Beethoven and Mozart and Brahms,
well,
great minds that have contributed to music.
The theory is that in the DNA, the DNA sequence of how humanity progresses from generation to generation, that there are like time capsules that open up every 500 years, every 1,000 years, every 300 years, where a new type of person is born that takes us a giant leap forward intuitively, that it isn't even built upon anything else, that it just comes to them from the universe. And some people believe that it's already built into our DNA sequence, that there was a Newton, and that several hundred years later there would be an Einstein. And maybe somewhere in the world today, as we're speaking, a baby is being born today who 25, 30 years from now will discover something that turns everything we know about the universe on its ear. That comes from who knows where.
Yeah, we sound so definitive in our explanations of things. For example, understanding that if you've seen some of the sort of pictures of what the algorithms have put together, the yellow circle around the hole, understanding that the vacuum that is there is what it is. The vacuum is nothing, and yet all of these, there's 6.5 billion suns in that circle that are about to get sucked into the black hole. Think about that. 6.5 billion suns that have been gathered together from the debris of wasted solar systems and galaxies. Those blobs of gas have found themselves. Who understands that?
Well, and obviously the scientists do.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I'm talking about the average person who, you know, has.
Well,
to
it's outside our frame of reference. It's so foreign to our day-to-day experience of what is reality. Yeah. But we don't know what reality is.
Uh-huh.
We don't, and what science really is trying to get a handle on reality. And you know, hey, look, we can't even all agree on whether or not there's a crisis at the southern border, let alone what constitutes the nature of matter, you know, and where we are. Where is the universe located? What is space and time? What is time? Wrap your brain around time. Mm-hmm. Lots of luck. It's very difficult.
So all this can be very addictive, the conversation about this stuff. If you have people don't want to, the best conversations, frankly, that I've ever had, I don't know how this sounds, but self-discovery is an important part of our lives. Most people don't want to know themselves. Thus, they get working on, or they get worked up, or they get interested in the Mueller report, or the border crisis, or presidential politics, or scandal here and scandal there, because they can take themselves out of their lives. And that keeps them from having to look and examine their lives. When they get to the point of, wow, how do I understand all of this stuff? They want to go and, you know, look at some problem, blame somebody for something, and never really deal with their own stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons that this, you know, the whole business of understanding what you just said a few minutes ago, somewhere on the globe, somewhere today, somebody has been born. You know, the old story about Jesus is going to come back. That is a lot of hope involved in that. But think about the various and sundry people who have been born, who have contributed so greatly. There are no accidents, in my view. I think you and I have become much more spiritually, philosophically speaking, in our later years. And I think all this is I think we don't understand it. I don't think we're supposed to understand it, but I do think it is very difficult to go through life and not give credit to a being or some energy that is far greater than we are. I don't see how this happens. It doesn't register with me that all this stuff happens just by accident.
Well, that's where science and religion part ways. And I'm afraid that the scientists of today don't realize that science is just another religion.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting? Yeah. Like,
I'm serious about that.
Yeah.
Science, science is just another religion. You know, in the beginning, you know, God said, let there be light, you know, and, you know, the creation. In the beginning, there was the Big Bang. Well, what the hell is the Big Bang? It's another creation theory.
Right. That's all it is. You're right.
It's a creation theory. They don't say what caused it.
Yeah.
And for many years, if you asked a physicist what was before the Big Bang, they say, that's not a good question. Don't ask that.
Yeah,
what do you mean, don't ask it? That's like saying, what's north of the North Pole? Well, what is north of the North Pole?
No, that's like asking your mother, why can't I do that? Because I said so.
Baloney.
There isn't.
Now they're open now. Now the question is, what was before the Big Bang? And if the universe is expanding, what the hell is it expanding into? Because if it isn't expanding into anything, then damn it, it's not expanding.
There. Right. It's not there. How about that for a headache?
Everything
in a moment.
Everything is the inside, the outside, the yin, the yang, the black, the white, the up, the down, the left, the right. If you don't have these opposites, you can't measure anything.
There you go. We're going to get the view from the left in a moment. Michael's interview this week, the MH interview, next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now, I want to help you if you're getting bored with what you're having every night for dinner. You're eating fast food? Yuck. You're ordering in?
Yeah.
So, how about the new Martha Stewart adventure? She is doing a free taste test with a company called Martha and Marley Spoon. She's giving away three full-sized meals from this new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. They'll send you fresh ingredients right to your house. You cook it, you enjoy it, fulfilling meals, tasting good. Good for your body. I'm very much an advocate for fresh food, healthy choices. That's how I try to live my life. And when you look at what the Martha and Marley Spoon offers, it's really fabulous. Look at all the recipes to choose from. Well, you won't find that out until you get into the program. So I'm going to give you a way for you to have those three free meals. Text FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. Great food sent straight to your door. Again, text the word FORK to 246-810. Get free meals to start off your connection to Martha and Marley Spoon. Text the word FORK to 246-810. According to Talkers Magazine, these are the people that have been most in focus with conversation, whether you're on the left or on the right. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, and a focus on Magic Johnson. Number 9, Theresa May, what's happening to her? Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu wins Israeli elections there. Number 7 is Julian Assange, who was arrested. Number 6, the fates of Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Number 5, AOC and Ilhan Omar, two freshman congresswomen. Number 4, Bernie Sanders and some of the other candidates for president, like Kirstjen Nielsen, who's number 3. Mueller and Barr are together at number 2 as a result of the Mueller report. And number 1 is the president of the United States, Donald Trump. All that discussion taking place this week and reviewed by the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You've heard us talking about this for a long time here on the program. And Calitrin, speaking of long times, has a lot of success behind them, 20 years to be exact. It's all natural, drug, and stimulant-free. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's important because that's been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You don't need to take Calitrin a bunch of times. You don't have to walk around town with a whole sack of supplements. Nope, you take Calitrin once a day, right before you go to bed. Calitrin works while you sleep. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake, and it won't cause an upset stomach like a lot of the other products that are out there on the market. Go to toploss.com and use the promo code DJV. Get better sleep, shed pounds. What could be better than that? With Calitrin, get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com and use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
Let's go through the top stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in official order from number 10 to number 1. The first story, focus on what's going on in Sports Talk Radio, pretty much as usual, with Magic Johnson being the number 1 name. Number 9, the black hole, a photograph that was put together using various algorithms. What a fascinating story. Number 8, more conversation about climate change because of the weather in the upper Midwest. Number 7, those fires set by this kid in Louisiana. Wow. Number 6, what's going on with Brexit? Number 5, stay in England. Julian Assange arrested. Number 4, the college admission scandal continuing to unravel. Number 3, the president's tax returns. Number 2, the border crisis. And number 1, the aftermath of the Mueller report. Those are the top 10 items this week, according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. All right, so this week's MH interview, Michael Harrison interviews important newsmakers, people who will make you think. And this week, a fellow who's been, I actually have had an interesting connection to Tom Hartman for a long time. He is considered probably the best, is he, of the
He's certainly, he's probably the leading, the most important progressive, you know, liberal radio talk show host in news talk radio.
Right.
And but that's a rare species at this point in history. Most of news talk radio is conservative. So it makes him very important, and he's on many platforms. He's on both commercial and non-commercial stations. He does like three different versions of his show for different platforms. He's carried by some TV networks, and he's got a very, very solid view of what's going on in politics and media from the left perspective. He's not loony. He's not, you know, a crazy liberal and all that. He's a very legitimate commentator, and he takes on this portion of history on the podcast. We talk about it at mhinterview.com. Interesting conversation with Tom Hartman.
Yeah, Hartman is one of these broadcasters who's come up, again, kind of the same way I did. You kind of claw your own way up. Mm-hmm. He's worked hard at it and has all these platforms as a result of all the work that he's done. And he has something to say.
Yes,
and
he does.
It ought to be. Stephanie Miller is in that group. Who's left, though, since Big Ed died? Who the heck is left besides Stephanie and Tom?
There's not a lot of people out there. There are names, but I'm telling you, it's paltry considering the potential of, you know, progressive talk radio.
Right, yeah. All right, Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 54 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of April the 8th to the 12th. Time for a visit now from our legal expert, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams. So before we talk about a few of the issues that have legal ramifications, I wanted to bring to your attention once again something you can advise people on. You and I went back and forth because I posted something on the DJV Facebook page and on my own Facebook page about where to donate and who gets the benefit, who are the better operators of some of these charities, the Red Cross, the March of Dimes, United Way, UNICEF, Goodwill, all garbage, all not worth the money that you send them because nothing gets zero in the Goodwill column. There's nothing. There is nothing that you, no money goes to help anybody. They just run these stores that people give them, they donate their, it's quite a good scam actually, 501c3, they don't have to pay any taxes. The guy who runs it made $2.3 million last year. It's a clothing store or whatever. It's kind of like a Walmart. Can you imagine Walmart run as a 501c3? The people don't, let me donate our food from the kitchen so that we can have you sell it. I mean, that's really kind of what it is. But then you responded to me when we put the list up here of Salvation Army's good, American Legion, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Disabled American Veterans. And you said one of the great things to do when you're checking out any kind of charity is to go to Charity Navigator.
CharityNavigator.org. It is a tax-free entity. And, yeah, CharityNavigator.org I've used for many, many years for a couple of reasons. The first, before you even get to that really significant issue that you mentioned, there are the flat-out scammers who set up a phony charity, sometimes to try and look like a real charity, other times to take advantage of events like hurricanes or mass shootings people want to donate. So you can go there, and the first thing you can find out is that charity that's contacting you in any way legitimate? And so you find out, maybe it is legitimate. The good thing is CharityNavigator.org then goes through all of these Form 990s and other federal forms and financial statements. They tell you how much of what you donate actually goes, as you were saying, to the charitable purposes, and how much do they keep for themselves. And they rate these charities. And there are, like you said, a lot of charities that people are familiar with and think are legitimate and maybe technically they're legal, but they're scams. And so, you know, the money goes to people for their administrative fees and salaries. So CharityNavigator.org, great place to go. It's free, easy to use. I looked up the foundation that was part of the college admissions scam, and they had some, you know, harsh things to say about that one there, too.
I bet they did. Speaking of that, number four this week is the aforementioned scandal. Who's going to jail? I don't think any of these people should go to jail, but they should pay. They've got the money. Hefty fine for all of the time and effort it's taking the government to prosecute them. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it is a kind of an interesting thing. We jail more of our population than really any of the Western world.
Yeah.
And but certainly there is that question of, do we want to send the message that if you are the white-collar criminal and the rich person or the celebrity, that the laws don't apply to you? I think there will be some jail time, and I think it is deserved. And so I think someone like Felicity Huffman, who has pled guilty, will get a lesser sentence. And I think she may be doing about 4 months. You know, not so horrible, but enough to show that society doesn't accept this real abuse of the system.
All right, the arrest of Julian Assange, number five this week. What kind of legal woo-hoo are we getting into there?
I'll tell you, it's making my work in media law much easier for my students. You know, the question is he a legitimate journalist, and therefore should he have been allowed to put this out there? Or, as they're trying to say, was he conspiring to steal this classified computer information with Chelsea Manning? It's going to be a very interesting trial.
I have a hard time proving that. Jussie Smollett being sued for $130,000 by the city of Chicago. Are they going to get it?
Yeah, and if he fights it, they could get triple.
Yeah, right. There's something cuckamonga about all that as well. But the law is fascinating, and that's why we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here to bring us through some of the legal aspects of these stories every week from Talkers at Talkers.com. That's where you get the list. And this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Believe all over again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Roots and stay in the country. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway said Congress needs to fix immigration laws.
We have an unserious Congress that is not coming to the table, and the Republicans failed to do their job when they were in charge, no doubt, and the Democrats now are failing to come together.
While many of the locations have more resources to help make their legal cases to stay in the United States, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York also have higher cost of living expenses that would make it tough to live there. Two more deaths have been blamed on the weekend storms that ravaged the South, bringing the death toll now to at least eight. National Weather Service says an EF3 tornado with winds of about 140 miles an hour tore through the Caddo Mound area. Meteorologist John Moore, who's based in Mississippi, says there could be more storms midweek.
It doesn't look like a system as potent as we saw this weekend, but there could be some storms in the area. We're still a few days away, so we have to really detail the forecast in the days coming up.
The operator of the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant's begun removing fuel from the cooling pool at one of three reactors that melted down in the 2011 disaster. It's a milestone in the decades-long decommissioning of the plant, comes ahead of the real challenge of removing the melted fuel inside the reactors. Tiger Woods caps a comeback with a 15th major win and his fifth green jacket after winning the Masters, shooting a 2-under-70 for a one-stroke victory over Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele, and Dustin Johnson. Woods last won in Augusta in 2005. News and analysis at townhall.com.
All right, here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot. And it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
Political analyst Saeed Sadek says organizers of the protests in Sudan that forced long-ruling President Omar al-Bashir from office are calling on the military to immediately hand power to a transitional civilian government that would rule for 4 years.
They want trial of those responsible for human rights violation. They are at the same time keeping the pressure on the military council by keeping the followers and supporters in the street, because they fear that the revolution, if they abandon the streets, could be hijacked like other revolutions.
The Sudanese Professionals Association, which has spearheaded the protests, posted a 9-point list on their demands late Sunday. The list includes prosecuting those behind the Islamist-backed military coup in 1989. It also includes disbanding all pro-government unions, freezing the assets of top officials in al-Bashir's government, and dismissing all top judges and prosecutors. This is townhall.com. A bipartisan group of senators proposing a bill to support cutting green edge cutting green-edge technology for U.S. automakers.
Michigan Senator Gary Peters says thanks to rapidly emerging technology, there's no question that the cars and trucks of the future
can be equipped with technology to make them safer and more fuel efficient while also saving consumers money.
New technology that he says would be good for the environment and the U.S. economy.
Their development could also help create jobs in Michigan and across the nation.
Peters reintroduced the Vehicle Innovation Act last week, along with his fellow Michigan Democrat, Debbie Stabenow, and Republican, Lamar Alexander. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
This year's Shanghai Auto Show, highlighting the global industry's race to make electric cars Chinese drivers want to buy as Beijing winds down subsidies that promoted sales. Communist leaders have been promoting electrics for 15 years. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has once again defended and affirmed the constitutional right of a street evangelist to proclaim the gospel in a public location. You see, PJI's Washington State attorney, Jorge Ramos, successfully defended this street preacher in Kennewick, Washington, who had been criminally charged with violating a noise ordinance. Our client's alleged crime? Proclaiming the gospel and defending life in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. This is another big win for free speech because the judge threw out the case. Visit PJI.org and download our free guide to public preaching.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Off we go into another version, or another week's version of the, it's a week W-E-E-K, reviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Talk Radio Rundown. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn from the DJV program. Go through the stories and the people with our own unique sort of overview. You have the advantage of people who have been talking about this stuff all week long, listening to other people digest and ingest some of the material. So the charts for the week of April 8th to the 12th from Talkers Magazine, where they do all the research, starts with number one being the aftermath of the Mueller report. This is, what, 3 weeks afterwards? You'd think that things would die down a little bit. Jennifer Horn has a morning radio program. In addition to being on DJV, she is on KRLA in Los Angeles in the mornings with Brian Whitman. And I know that you talk a lot about this sort of thing from the yin and the yang angle. You're yin, he's yang, I think, isn't that?
That's right, yeah.
That's sort of how it works, yes. All right, so why is there still discussion after all? What's Trump say? There's no...
He said total exoneration, no collusion, yeah. No obstruction.
No collusion.
And
yes.
He's partially right there in the Mueller report. And see, the reason that it still is a topic is that the Mueller report is probably going to come out next week sometime. We've only seen a summary from the Attorney General's office, so he's condensed 300-plus pages into four. And a lot of Democrats are saying, well, he's covering for the president. We want to make sure that there's no funny business going on here. And they're starting to crucify Attorney General William Barr, who hasn't done anything but act, I think, independently. President Trump said he was totally exonerated in the report. We know that Mueller said there was no evidence of conspiracy or collusion, which would have been the crime. He didn't make a determination on obstruction, but William Barr said since there was no crime, how can there be obstruction if there was no crime to cover up? So that's how he came to that determination. I think what's probably most interesting to everyone is the testimony of Attorney General William Barr this past week. He was scheduled to appear in front of the House and Senate Appropriations Committee. He was there fighting for his money, right? And so he wanted to talk about budget items, but of course the House of Representatives wanted to talk about the Russia investigation. And so during the hearing, the second day of the hearings in front of the Senate, actually, William Barr said that he believed, it was his personal belief, that the Trump campaign was spied on. People are taking issue with that. Republicans are saying, see, we told you. Everybody laughed at Trump in 2017 when he said that his wires were tapped. And Democrats are saying that the Attorney General shouldn't have said that the Trump campaign was spied on. But we learned that William Barr is now...
Why should he not have said that?
I think he should have if he thinks it's true. Yeah. But now we know he has a committee investigating the start of the Mueller investigation, which has a whole lot of Democrats probably feeling pretty nervous today, along with John Brennan and James Clapper and Jim Comey, all probably a little nervous about that investigation.
All right. So let's fast forward a little bit here. The number five item this week, which I think is number two, at least in my wheelhouse, I have my point of view. Jennifer does. Richie does. We all do that do this for a living. But the passion and the focus on Julian Assange, his being arrested, what that means in a subtext to the Mueller report. And I mean, there are a lot of different I call it the talk tree. There are a lot of different things that come out of his being arrested and all of his work with the WikiLeaks and what Trump said about him when he was running versus what they are saying about him now. But you seem to think, Jennifer, if I've heard you correctly, that you believe that one of the reasons he was grabbed is because he's got some input into how this all got started, the stuff that WikiLeaks may have known, or he may have known. Is that
well?
Is
his
that,
name was definitely right? brought up when Mueller was doing his investigation, and Roger Stone is facing several indictments. The charges are that Roger Stone was trying to talk to Julian Assange, figure out what kind of information he had
on
Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, who is the head of the campaign. And yeah, you're right. It is an interesting pair. Roger Stone denies it. I've talked to Jerome Corsi, who's also involved with this, that he never talked to Julian Assange about anything having to do with WikiLeaks. But the thought is that maybe there was something going on there. And as far as Trump's treatment of this, on the campaign trail, he was very tongue-in-cheek saying, I want more WikiLeaks, because it was helping him. He was there were emails that were released that Trump wasn't asking for, certainly, but Julian Assange had emails that were of interest. He released them, and it was helpful to Trump. And so he said, bring them on, bring them on. Well, now I think the mainstream media is making a big deal about the fact that when Trump was asked earlier in the week in his office about WikiLeaks, Trump said, well, I don't know anything. I don't know much about it. Meaning, I think the media is taking it to say that Trump's denying he knows what WikiLeaks is. Well, I actually took it as Trump denying to know much about the case. And I believe that. I think his Department of Justice was working under Obama and now under him to get Julian Assange. They've been working on this since 2012. And in fact, Obama kind of backed off of it after he was really intent on getting Assange. Trump's Department of Justice wants to talk to him. And I do believe that there are some connections and there will be some ramifications that we see come out of this that will have an impact on the ultimate findings of the Mueller investigation.
All right. So while I'm on the talk tree of this and where the branches go beside the Mueller report, Julian Assange, there are a lot of people, I don't know whether you've heard it or not, but I've heard in the last 24 hours some conversation about what the arrest of Julian Assange means to the press. What does it mean for freedom of the press? Because this guy supposedly is in the Fifth Estate, and First Amendment experts are convicted, suggesting that he would be sent to jail because he assisted Chelsea Manning, or with Bradley Manning he was at the time, in cracking down on a lot of the things, the abuses in the government, especially at the Defense Department. The way it was done, probably not legal, probably not, I don't want to say legit.
Well, definitely not legal. Hacking into a Department of Defense mainframe, definitely not legal.
But I'm certainly glad to know. I'm glad to know what I know that I wouldn't have known.
Well,
had it not
here's the gray area, and I can remember, guys, I remember sitting on the DJV show at the time, the Good Day Show, with you, Rich, and with you, Doug, and with our old producer, Ken Kessler, and I remember Ken saying, we need whistleblowers, this guy, or no, actually, he was taking him apart, actually. He wanted to put him away, and Rich was kind of like, wait and see, and you and I think, Doug, were also in the middle. I feel like there's gray area here because I think there is a functional and important role for whistleblowers in our country, period, end of story, to open up our eyes to things that are going on. Our government needs to be more transparent. But when you have someone like Julian Assange who is revealing military secrets, who is revealing military locations during a time of war, when he's revealing sources, when he is putting in danger our relationships with our allies, well, then that's a scumbag, and that's somebody who needs to go to prison. So while I think it's some of the stuff that Julian Assange does is fine and his right to do it, there are other things that are clearly not, and he should be punished for it.
The State Department went to him and said, listen, we have sources, informants, who are in those emails you're about to dump. They will die once their identity becomes known.
So is that the reason to punish him? Is that the reason because of the people? I agree with you on that.
The reason to punish him is for stealing information. That's why you punish him.
But why? But how would we know the information that certainly benefits the average person to know what the government
doesn't benefit the average person?
Yeah, it does. I want to know what's going on.
I'd go further. No one. Yeah, but you know what? You can broadly report on what's going on with your government without revealing sources.
Why do you need to know that Bob Smith was the one that turned over Tom Johnson? That Tom Johnson was the drug dealer that you're looking for, or the government informant that you're looking for. Why do you need to know that?
And I
is
would
that
actually,
really Bob
you know,
Smith who did that?
Yeah
Bob Smith.
Sure.
And Rich, I'd actually play off what you said, and the fact that he did have that choice to release those names or not, even though lives were at stake, and he did it anyway. If he caused the death of those people, I think that should be on his hand.
Right.
I absolutely disagree with that.
Now, I don't disagree.
Now, on the other side, he released in 2010 the video footage of our troops shooting innocent people in Iraq. Yeah. And yep. And that was really kind of what started him and what started all this. And that's, excuse me, you can make the case that that's something that we should know, is that
yep.
we made a mistake and innocent people were killed and we yep. should fix those mistakes. But yep. when it, and that, you know, I say, okay, you can make the case for that. It's embarrassing.
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Right. But when you are putting informants who are helping our country and who are helping the world in general get rid of bad people, those are the things that I don't agree with. Those should not be released.
Has Assange ever did an expose on Kim Kardashian? I want to know about that.
You want to know what an interesting parallel between him and Trump, Doug?
What's that? Richard?
Is that in the U.K., they want him for jumping bail. Okay?
Yeah.
And since then,
get a year on that one. Yeah.
Sweden has dropped the charges,
rape charges
for the rape charges, right? Uh-huh. So there are no charges, yet they still want to talk to him and charge him with jumping bail for something that is not being charged anymore. Trump, at the same time, is being charged for obstruction for charges that weren't ever proven, the collusion thing.
Uh-huh.
So both of these guys are trying to be convicted.
That's your theory. That's your favorite theory.
It's my favorite theory. Never prove what they accuse you of, but they can prove mm-hmm. or but they can accuse you of lying about what you didn't do.
Yeah, lovely.
It's a load.
Jen, thank you. You were a very important cog in the wheel here as we get started on this week's Talk Radio Review. 18 past the hour now.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I'm getting benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
All right, so let's see the other one thing here, Richie, that I think is, I don't know whether it's misplaced. I'm looking at the numbers here. Number one is the Mueller report. Number two is the continuing focus on the southern border and what it is that we're doing or not doing with all of these people. My God.
It's so bad. It's horrible.
It's awful.
We used to get where just the single males were coming across and they were working. Now we're getting whole families.
And if you bring somebody across, did you know, I didn't realize this until this week, that if you, even if they're not your child, if you have somebody you bring across the border, a child, no matter what his or her relationship to you, that child becomes automatically able to stay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No, my wife deals with this all the time in the school system where they just get Social Security, they get Medicare, they get everything.
Yeah. Come on, have it all. Victoria Jones joins us next here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving ahead now, or moving along, on the Talk Radio Review for the second week of April. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden, and now Victoria Jones, who is with us. The D.C. Radio Company is her outreach for all things news and talk. She also happens to have been a companion. I was a companion of hers. She was a companion of mine. We and a number of compatriots in the talk radio business went to Ireland last week. It was a good trip. Victoria arranged it for us to go. It was a yeoman's job. And so now she has moved into her old stomping grounds in London for a week's worth of work there, and thought we'd have her on to talk about the arrest of Julian Assange, because you're right there. I actually want to spend a minute talking about Brexit, too. The tone that you are getting, number six this week on the story list of talkers, is the Brexit situation. You want to give us a quick thumbnail sketch of what you're sensing is going on with regard to that, Victoria?
Well, it's difficult to do a thumbnail of Brexit because it's so massive. But basically, once again, there's been another delay, this time until Halloween, which, of course, has caused much hilarity on the news programs with pictures of grinning pumpkins and ghosts and ghouls, some of which are being, by the wags among people, as Theresa May, not actually for the first time. But she is still saying that Britain can get out before Halloween if people go along with her plan, which also is a bit of a Halloween joke, because if members of Parliament have been going to go along with her plan, they would have actually done so some time ago. It's been voted down so many times now that, you know, people fall asleep every time it's brought up in Parliament. And remember one time that the Speaker refused to bring it up. So she's now in talks with the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn. Cross-party talks, as they're known, which are really pretty stiff kinds of talks because the two people can't stand each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might think, well, that sort of makes sense that you'd have cross-party talks on something as big as this, that the whole country would come together over it. But no. So it's moving very slowly. one of the things that's causing a bit of consternation is that having such a long delay will just mean that everybody will drag their feet, breathe a huge sigh of relief and say, okay, we've got a long time to do something about it. Let's not do anything. There is some talk among conservatives and conservative watchers that what this breather means is that after Easter, there's going to be a move in the Conservative Party to boot her out and force in a new leader, or that there's going to be a move for a general election altogether. So she can be booted out by her own MPs and a new prime minister chosen by MPs, not by the people.
Yep. All right, let's spend a minute talking about Julian Assange and in London what the reaction is to his being arrested.
Well, I think there's a fair amount of relief because people are at this point are fairly grossed out by him and think that he's been a bit of a freeloader in the Ecuadorian embassy, and people get pretty sick and tired of protests and trucks and cars outside the embassy all the time and blocking the traffic. That's always a big issue in London, as it is in any big city. There's some discussion of who's going to look after his cat. So there's always discussion about things like that. And the cost, it's cost over £13 million to pay for his security until the time that the security was withdrawn a few years ago. So there's a lot of cost about that. You know, why were we paying for security for this man? It was just a pain in the neck. He was found guilty in magistrate's court yesterday on a bail charge. So he was found guilty of that. And now Sweden has decided to possibly consider renewing its rape case against him. So that's not very good news for Julian Assange.
All right. So that is the update on Assange and Brexit from Victoria, who is in London. Victoria Jones, executive director of the D.C. Radio Company here, along with Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, half past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue. And that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe.
Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Swinging back into action here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with the Rich McFadden. Back to the good old days. things change and yet they don't. What is it, the expression, something has changed and they really don't?
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
That's it, right. All right, so let me just go through the list. Richie criticizes me because I sort of jump around here. It depends on the talent, who we've got available to us at a given moment, sometimes as to how I pull all of this stuff apart and put it back together again. But the official list from Talkers Magazine, which you can see published every week at talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, anything going on with personalities, the stations, whatever it is, it's always reported there. So each week, 52 weeks a year, they prepare this this overview, listening to talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country, tuning in at number 10 this week. Usually in the 10th position is what the main features are of conversation on sports talk radio stations, and certainly the end of the final four and who won. I don't even know who won. Duke was out early. That's the only one I represent. I mean, I recognize
Virginia won.
Yep. Were you surprised?
I'm pleasantly surprised. Yeah.
What did you do for a? What did you do for a?
I didn't do a bracket this year.
Bracket?
No.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't. I've done it for 15 years and I've never won. I've come close a couple of times, never won. And this year I was just too tied up with stuff.
So the most interesting story, I think, from the world of sports, as being a non-sports person, was what went on with the Lakers and Magic Johnson sort of pulling up stakes as an owner. I'm not clear whether he sold his stake or he just doesn't want to have anything to do with the management because the team's so bad. And, you know, then LeBron James' reaction to all of that and the players' reactions to him.
The fact that they're so bad with LeBron James is just, it's amazing. I mean, yeah. I'm sure they'll pull it together.
Does LeBron James not, do they not get along? Is he not caring about his play? Why is he not performing up to standard?
I think the team as a whole. I mean, LeBron James is a great player, so it's not him. It's just the team as a whole isn't where they need to be. They don't have the team around him that they need.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the Lakers story. The Clippers, the story with them a couple of years ago was that guy that owned them got into all that trouble with them.
Yeah,
okay. I'm just getting the two.
Yeah, Magic just says I want a simpler life.
Shade, okay. Number nine. This, to me, if Julian Assange, in my mind, this is how I think, and everybody thinks differently, that's what makes this such a fabulous way of finding out what's going on or talking about what's going on. In my estimation, the number one story of the week is the Julian Assange thing. The number two is the discovery or the photographing of this black hole and understanding the young woman, 29-year-old woman, who was basically an expert in algorithms. She took, Rich, I don't know if you heard the story or not, she took the information. They were having a hard time at the this project's headquarters. I think they're at Harvard or someplace here in Massachusetts. She's an MIT graduate. And she doesn't know anything about space, which is really kind of interesting. But she knew that when she looked at, she was brought in, and they're trying to figure out how do we get these images together. I mean, the numbers are so astronomical, you can't begin to imagine what we're talking about in terms of numbers. Distance away from the Earth. The whole history of black holes and what happens to them.
Or what a black hole even is.
Is, right. The black hole, if for those of the unwashed, the simplest explanation is it's a vacuum. It's the
nothing,
it's the presence of nothing.
Right.
It's nothing.
Right.
It's, can you even imagine? What is nothing? You can't imagine.
Right.
What
I
is nothing
can't wrap my
something.
Head around that.
You can't. Okay, so wrap your head around this one. If you look at the picture that she has been able to congregate, there's a yellow ring around the black hole. Now, remember, the black hole sucks everything into it that is of substance. The gases and all, I mean, just sucks everything and disappears. So around the ring around the black hole is 6.5 billion, made up of 6.5 billion stars the size of our sun. And
wow,
they are suns. They have been from destroyed galaxies and destroyed pieces of the universe, destroyed solar systems.
And they're about to get sucked into the black hole and
right,
turn into nothing.
Right. But there are 6.5 billion of them in this remote corner of the universe that we really have not seen before, and we still haven't really seen it. It's just that she put the information together so they come up with a graphic of what it was. And I can't remember this young woman's name. I'll have to dig for it for a moment. But at any rate, the point is that we have the fantastic end of science, or what we, you know, the end of science, not the end of science, but thanks to science, we've ended up with this information, which, if for no other reason, it gives us cause to think about two things: our own mortality and the size of us, what we bring to the table in the enormity of the universe. And, you know, what happens? I remember
Kate Bowman is the new
Bowman. That's
the,
it. Yeah, Kate Bowman. Yeah. So I remember once when I was actually in junior high school. I think it was junior, maybe high school science. The discussion came about of the sun, and the teacher said, you know, the sun has only used up 7 or 8% of its energy. There's still 92% of the energy left. And then when the energy's gone in our sun, when all of the heat and all the gases and everything's been burned, the sun will expand and explode and take with it all the planets in the universe, in our solar system. And I remember going home that night and being really worried. What's going to happen?
Yeah, it's going to happen next month.
Yeah. I mean, it's laughable, kind of. But okay, what's going to happen to us if we've been in existence for almost 5 billion years? The sun's already has only used about 7, 8, 9% of its energy. So we multiply 90 times of five, and that's a 450. So we got another 450 billion years before the Earth gets sucked up by the sun, but we're still...
It doesn't matter. If you listen to Al Gore, the Earth's not going to survive that long anyway, so no big deal.
Apparently not. Right. Speaking of that, number eight this week is the weather and climate change. The weather in the Midwest, horrible. Snowstorm like you wouldn't believe at this time of year. And so with that comes another experience. For those of you who are... veterans of traveling up Interstate 15 or Interstate 25 through Denver and Wyoming and up into Montana, all the areas, western Nebraska, these areas that have been hit by the snow. You know that once you get out of the big cities, I remember because it happened to me once when I was doing a radio route. Richie, you remember this. Mm-hmm. I was driving north on 15 visiting stations, and there was a huge snowstorm. And what they do when you get into the mountains, they have these huge barricades, and they just shut the road off. So you'll get there's a light warning that says, road closed in a mile, get off at the next exit. So, you know, and when you drive up the road, you can see in good weather where they have these gates. They just close the interstates down. So I remember getting off at this place in the middle of nowhere and going to a motel in a little dinky restaurant. And there were no rooms in the hotel. I spent the night in the car. You must remember this. Mm-hmm. I tried to do the program the next day from the car.
Yep.
But I got something to eat, and then I slept in the car. And that's what people are confronted with these huge storms that are coming in. And they're always worse around the change of seasons, the equinox. It's disturbances in the atmosphere. And so people say, oh, climate change, come on. I've seen these storms for years and years. But I will tell you, when I was in Ireland last week, I can't remember experiencing wind, rain, and cold like I did
there.
I know it has happened. Oh, my God, it was freezing, and the wind blowing you around, it just was miserable. And so, anyway, we are in the east here. You got, what, 70 degrees in Washington today?
That's beautiful out this week. Yep.
Yeah. We've got rain in the forecast for New England, but I'm going to Florida for the weekend, and it'll be nice and warm down there. So, well, listen... It's all relative. Don't worry about it, because, as we just suggested, it all kind of shakes out in time. Speaking of time, it's 44 after the hour as we continue to go through. I promise I'll at least get through the list in a few moments. If you lack energy to tackle everyday tasks in your life, let's say, gentlemen, you're struggling to get back into the shape that you were, like, fighting weight, right, when you were, like, Richie's age.
Yep.
Or even younger than that.
Yep.
So, and then there are a lot of people that don't have the same performance quotient that they used to. So all of these things together can be helped by using a product called NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X. You'll feel better. It'll jazz you up. Manner of speaking, focus at work will be better. Working out in the gym will be better. Making love will be better. All of that stuff because of the level of testosterone that you have in your system and what NuGenix adds to it. That's why you will have better energy, performance. Whoopee! NuGenix will maximize your energy and increase lean muscle mass with exercise when you take this. Boost your libido as well. So let's get your all around wellness quotient really restored and up. And the way to do that is to text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. You get a free jar of NuGenix. If you text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle. Send it to you. Get it on its way so you can become more confident, better, in shape, and all the way around you'll have a happier, healthier, better life. Text FORCE for a free bottle of NuGenix. FORCE to 321-321. Again, very simple. Text FORCE to 321-321. Let's go through the top stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in official order from number 10 to number 1. The first story, focus on what's going on in sports talk radio, pretty much as usual, with Magic Johnson being the number 1 name. Number 9, the black hole, a photograph that was put together using various algorithms. What a fascinating story. Number 8, more conversation about climate change because of the weather in the upper Midwest. Number 7, those fires set by this kid in Louisiana. Wow. Number 6, What's going on with Brexit? Number five, stay in England. Julian Assange arrested. Number four, the college admission scandal continuing to unravel. Number three, the president's tax returns. Number two, the border crisis. And number one, the aftermath of the Mueller report. Those are the top 10 items this week, according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The new Bank of America Business Advantage Cash Rewards credit card makes maximizing rewards easy for entrepreneurs. Cardholders can decide how they earn 3% cash back each month, choosing from six popular spending categories, from gas stations to office supply stores and consulting services. Kevin Condon, Bank of America.
Running a small business often means doing many jobs in one. Flexibility is key, so we're excited to put our small business cardholders in charge of how they can earn cash back each month. They now have the power to maximize their rewards to match their changing business priorities. And our Business Advantage Relationship Rewards members earn even more. They get a credit card rewards bonus that can boost the earnings in their choice category to up to 5.25%.
Cardholders can change their cashback choice category once every month in their mobile banking app or through online banking. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word fork to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word fork to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word fork to 246-810.
According to Talkers Magazine, these are the people that have been most in focus with conversation, whether you're on the left or on the right. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, and a focus on Magic Johnson. Number 9, Theresa May, what's happening to her? Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu wins Israeli elections there. Number 7 is Julian Assange, who was arrested. Number 6, the fates of Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Number 5, AOC and Ilhan Omar, two freshman congresswomen. Number 4, Bernie Sanders and some of the other candidates for president, like Kirstjen Nielsen, who's number 3. Mueller and Barr are together at number 2 as a result of the Mueller report. And number 1 is the president of the United States, Donald Trump. All that discussion taking place this week and reviewed by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. So let's get the review here from number 8, the climate change thing. Number 7 this week on the countdown, Louisiana church fires and what you know about this subhuman being.
Yeah, what a dirtbag.
My God, look at him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do you do with that guy?
See the movie, by the way, that's out this week, Richie, with Taraji P. Henson, Sam Rockwell. It's called The Best of Enemies. It's a very good real story about the KKK in the 70s in Raleigh-Durham. It's amazing. I mean, even that recently, what was going on there. Number 4, the college admission scandal. I'm daft at this. This Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
My God, she's either that or her husband is such an arrogant SOB.
Yeah, no,
they're so clueless.
So,
about this.
Front page of the Washington Examiner this morning.
Yeah.
2 decades before college admissions scandal, the Clintons tried to game the systems for Chelsea's boyfriend.
Really?
Apparently,
the one that she married, or was she a boyfriend at the time?
A boyfriend at the time. Apparently, they tried to pressure a college to taking her boyfriend in, the college, Stanford, the college fought back, and then the Clintons tried to exact revenge on them, and this is all coming out due to somebody who was a foreign policy advisor to Barack Obama.
Really?
Who had knowledge of it, yeah.
Huh.
So this thing's going to do nothing but grow.
Yeah.
This whole.
Lovely. Let's hear it for ethics. Teaching your children ethics and morals. And this is a sewer.
Yeah.
What a cesspool.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, number three this week, trying to get a hold of Trump's returns. Good dog. Trump's tax returns and the presidential politics for 2020. That's it. Our review, overview, if you will, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Believe all ogre again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th to the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th to the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has once again defended and affirmed the constitutional right of a street evangelist to proclaim the gospel in a public location. You see, PJI's Washington State attorney, Jorge Ramos, successfully defended this street preacher in Kennewick, Washington, who had been criminally charged with violating a noise ordinance. Our client's alleged crime? Proclaiming the gospel and defending life in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. This is another big win for free speech because the judge threw out the case. Visit PJI.org and download our free guide to public preaching.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology news. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. So from five to number one, starting at five, those no good SOBs at YouTube doing it to you. Well, isn't that true?
Well, yeah, they're kind of in keeping with everybody else. Basically, what you're referring to is cutting the cable cord is getting a little more expensive. The price of a YouTube TV subscription is going up by $10 a month, so it will now cost you $49.99 a month. YouTube is, of course, owned by Google, and they announced the price hike earlier this week in a blog post that really none of their customers saw until a few tech reporters caught on and then made it a bigger story, and now YouTube actually yesterday sent out an email to everyone saying, hey, you know, in an effort to give you more and more offerings, we've added 8 channels and blah, 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 and that's why we're raising the prices. So the 8 channels that they have added are all owned by the Discovery Network. So that means you're going to get Discovery Channel, HGTV, Food Network, TLC, and Animal Planet, as well as the OWN network, that's Oprah Winfrey Network, and that will be added later this year. That network is actually a joint venture of Discovery and Oprah's Harpo production company, and so the price increase for YouTube's premium product is the second price hike since they've launched in 2017. So if you have Apple TV, which is a lot of people do, watching YouTube TV through Apple is going to cost you even more money. That plan will now be $55 a month. So it's getting more and more expensive.
Number four on the list, Google Maps, taking something from Waze. Why don't they make their own deal?
Yeah, so being able to report incidents on the road, like traffic jams and accidents in real time, is something that Waze, the traffic app, has been doing for years. Yeah. Google bought Waze a few years ago, and so they've been kind of taking some of the ideas and the features.
Really?
Yeah, Waze, I forget what the amount was that they bought it for, but it was a pretty hefty price. The Waze developers came up with something that we all use and we love.
Yep.
And so Google Maps really paled in comparison. So Google made what Google always does. They buy everybody else and then start stealing from all of the best features. So Google Maps will be adding these features and they'll be rolling out probably by next week. That's for all Android users. And if you are an iOS Apple user, at some point in the future, you will also get those features too. They have not announced when. So it'll make Google Maps a little bit better for people who aren't comfortable using Waze.
I'm very comfortable, thank you.
I love Waze, yeah.
I like it a lot.
At first, I didn't like it because I thought it was a little too cartoonish. It looked kind of like a video game, and I wasn't sure if I liked the interface. But now that I'm so used to it, I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, and you know how untechnical I am, and the fact that I use it.
I was impressed.
Very happy to have it in my little iPhone.
Yeah.
Number three on the list of the top five items this week from World of Technology is a focus on what's going on in England.
Yeah, the British government has unveiled an aggressive plan to crack down on harmful online content. On Monday, the Department of Digital Culture, Media, and Sport, that's a lot of categories in one, as well as the Home Office, released what's called the Online Harms White Paper. And this is a proposal that is targeting a variety of harmful web content, including terrorist activity, child exploitation, cyberbullying, and the spread of fake news. If it's approved by Parliament, the plan would establish an independent regulator to write a code of practice for these tech companies, and that they're going to have to follow to eliminate harmful content. This is something that Canada is also thinking about doing with their upcoming election. They don't want to have the type of things that we dealt with in our last election with Facebook and things like that. So lawmakers in the UK are saying that they're going to make these tech companies more responsible for their user safety online.
Number two, net neutrality. Here's some SOB stuff all over again.
Oh, yeah. Legislation aimed at restoring net neutrality protections easily swept right through the House, but it's going to die in the Senate. And those are the exact words from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He said the bill will be dead on arrival in the Senate. The White House also confirmed that they strongly oppose this and that President Trump will veto anything that comes up to his desk that tries to save Internet protections for consumers. And essentially, this is the bill is called Save the Internet Act, and it would put into law a ban for Internet providers to they can't interfere with Internet speeds and things like that and data limits.
Number one.
Bad news for brick-and-mortar stores. An uptick in online shopping could prompt 75,000 stores to close. This is according to the investment firm UBS. That's up 25%. This is all due to Amazon, pretty much. They own half of all of the online retail market.
Unbelievable. All right, that's the story at the moment, or the stories, top five items from the world of technology. Victoria, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Oh,
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Service meteorologist John Moore, who's based in Mississippi, says several twisters hit his area.
We have notable damage in the Vicksburg, Mississippi area. We have notable damage in the Starkville, Mississippi area, and a few other places, about four or five other places throughout our area. That is damaged, and we think it's associated with tornadoes.
National Weather Service issued tornado watch warnings for parts of Maryland, New York, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Top Democrats rushed to defend Representative Ilhan Omar after President Trump retweeted video that suggested she was being dismissive of the significance of the worst terrorist assault on U.S. soil back in September of 2001. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president was not wrong to retweet the video where Omar says on 9/11, quote, some people did something.
The president is absolutely and should be calling out the congresswoman for her not only one time but history of anti-Semitic comments.
Sanders was a guest on ABC's This Week. Tiger Woods wins his first major in 11 years, donning the Masters green jacket Sunday, its latest in his chase for the all-time record. It was the 43-year-old's 15th major championship, still three shy of Jack Nicklaus's record of 18. Pete Buttigieg, the little-known Indiana mayor, who has risen to prominence in the early stages of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, made his campaign official Sunday. The 37-year-old is a Rhodes Scholar and Afghanistan war veteran. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
At least three people have been killed, four others injured after a small plane crashed into a parked helicopter during takeoff at the only airport in Nepal's Everest region.
Aviation official Raj Kumar Chetri says the crash occurred while the plane belonging to Summit Air was trying to take off from Lukla for Kathmandu. He says the plane skidded off the runway, hitting the helicopter of Manang Air. Both are private airline companies that cater to tourists and Nepalese in the country's remote areas. Tenzing Hillary Airport at Lukla, the gateway to Mount Everest, is often referred to as the world's most dangerous because of the short runway and difficult approach. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Organizers of the protests of Sudan that forced long-ruling President Omar al-Bashir from office are holding a second day of talks Sunday with the ruling military council after calling on the military to hand power to a civilian government. This is townhall.com. Hawaii lawmakers are considering legislation that would require websites like Airbnb to collect and pay taxes on behalf of short-term rental hosts.
The lawmakers would like to gather tax revenue from the state's flourishing but mostly unpermitted vacation rental sector. Attempts to enact similar measures have failed in past years, but lawmakers believe they have a better chance of succeeding this time. Vacation rental websites oppose the bill, saying they require turning over personal information of site users in violation of federal law.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A renewed push across the country to issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. A dozen states, including California and Illinois, already allow illegals to get licenses, accepting such documents like tax returns for ID. Another blue state, New York, is among six where illegals and their advocates believe a friendlier political map gives us such a measure of fighting chance. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and this time we continue an episode of Fibber McGee and Molly, and later Mercedes McCambridge stops by as the title character in Defense Attorney. At the end of our last show, we were enjoying the cleaning of the famed Hall Closet located in the fictional Midwestern community of Wistful Vista on a street named for the town and the home located at number 79. The sound effect gag is one of the best remembered of all time, so much so that folks know the term Fibber's Closet but have no idea why. As we resume, special guest Gracie Allen has just departed the show. She had stopped by to promote her mock run for the White House. She was running for president on the surprise party ticket. Needless to say, FDR had no trouble holding the office that November. Anyway, while Gracie is gone, Jim and Marion Jordan as the McGees have plenty of talented help. In a moment, you'll hear Isabel Randolph as neighbor Mrs. Abigail Uppington. Harold Perry stops by as Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve. And before we are done, Harlow Wilcox will find some time to sell a little Johnson's Wax. This is from March 5th, 1940.
I've about exhausted my impatience with you.
Why?
Packing all this useless junk back in that closet. How about these old books?
What old books? Let's see them. Oh, them. Well, that's my correspondence course in taxidermy.
Taxidermy. Why on earth did you want to study taxidermy?
Well, how did I know it meant stuffing birds and animals? And there I was, stuck with a chauffeur's license, a city map, and a pair of puttees.
Well, hurry up and put your playthings back in the closet.
Okay.
Looks terrible laying around here on the floor with that.
I'll get it. Hello? No, this is the McGee residence. You got the wrong number. Oh, is that you, Merck?
Egad, every week the same thing. Apologies to Skinny Ennis.
How's every little thing, Merck? What they? Your Uncle Gulliver. Oh, that's too bad, Mert.
Oh, no.
And they ain't found the body yet, eh?
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. What happened?
Mert's uncle drove his car off the cliff and had to walk home. They found the chassis up in a tree, but they don't know where the body is. What say, Mert? Oh, that's okay, Mert. Everybody has the wrong number now and then, except Irving Berlin. Well, now, let's see.
McGee, why are you saving this long stick of bamboo?
Why, Molly, that's got a very definite purpose. If I was offered a job as sparring partner for Joe Lewis, that's the 10-foot pole I wouldn't touch it with. See, I got it right.
Oh, for goodness sake. Mm. Come in. Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uppington? So nice to see you.
How do you do, Mrs. McGee? And Mr. McGee?
Hi, Uppie.
Good heavens, what a... Oh, my, it looks as if there'd been an explosion in here.
No, just some things that fell out of the closet, Mrs. Uppington. McGee had everything in there but the kitchen sink.
Oh, really? Everything but the kitchen sink? Oh, my, isn't that amusing? Oh, but what I came in for, Mrs. McGee, was to tell you about the symphony concert I've been planning with Maestro Mills.
Oh, yes, the symphony concert. Well, it's about time something was happening about that, Mrs. Uppington.
I've been waiting so long for that concert, Uppy. I'm even getting suspicious of Billy Mills. I'm afraid he's a non-conductor.
Well, we must be patient, you know. There's been so many difficulties. For one thing, we're having trouble with the facilities at the Eagle Hall.
all.
Oh. What's wrong, Mrs. Uppington?
Oh, it's the eagles, my dear.
The eagles?
Yes, they're all roosting up in the rafters, and during rehearsals, they drop eggs on the orchestra.
You ought to call them down and give them seats in the first row, Uppy. Them birds are critics.
Yes, indeed, they're certainly... Oh, now, please, Mr. McGee. It's discouraging enough as it is.
I hear they had a kind of an accident during rehearsal the other night.
Oh, yes, and it was so embarrassing.
Oh.
Yes, the musician playing the electric guitar reached for a high note and blew every fuse in the building.
Oh, my,
but those dear, dear boys went right on playing, just as if nothing had happened.
No, sir. Really, Mrs. Uppington? But how could they read their music in the dark?
Oh, my dear, that's exactly what I asked Dr. Mills, and he said in his most delightful manner, Don't worry about it, babe. Those mugs can't even read music with the lights on. Oh, really? I thought that was just too gay. Or am I being a silly girl?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I must be going. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Abigail.
Isn't she ridiculous, McGee? Yeah. All the time she's back in that symphony orchestra, she's dreaming about Billy Mills.
Well, that's always been a pretty romantic spot, down by the old Mills dream. Don't you get it, Molly? I said down
by
the...
Ain't funny, McGee.
Oh, well. It was spontaneous. Where was I?
Say, do you really think you can get all this stuff back in that closet?
Why, sure I can. And I don't want anybody touching these things either but me. They're too valuable.
Oh.
I'd have had it done an hour ago if I hadn't been interfered with.
All right, you do it then. I've got some work to do in the
kitchen. All right, I'll get it. Dad, grab it. I wish somebody'd crawl in through the window just for the novelty of it. Come in.
Oh, there, McGee.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, just thought I'd come by and tell you that... Well, my goodness, what's all this?
Oh, just something out of my closet. I'm straightening it up. Hey, Gildersleeve, put that hatchet down.
I'll do no such thing. That's my Boy Scout hatchet you borrowed last summer.
Dad, Braddard, it ain't nothing of the kind. That's my Boy Scout hatchet.
Oops.
Look at the insignia on the handle there. Owl Patrol.
Well, I belong to the Owl Patrol myself.
Oh, yeah? You in the Owl Patrol. Why, you don't even know the password of the Owl Patrol.
Who?
Well, somebody must have told you. Listen here, Gildersleeve, I bet you don't know a thing about scouting.
I do, too. I was an Eagle Scout with 26 merit badges.
Go on. Can you tie a sheep shank? Can you imitate the mating cry of the chimney swallow? Can you tell which way is north when you're lost in the woods?
Certainly.
How?
I face south and then turn around quick.
Look, Gildersleeve, if you're really a scout, you can do your daily good turn by scramming out of here and letting me finish putting this stuff back in the closet.
Well, all right, McGee. You're sure that isn't my hatchet?
On my word of honor as a member of the Owl Patrol, Gildersleeve.
Well, all right, McGee. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Say.
Huh?
Hey, give me the password again, will you?
Who?
Who?
Boy Scout, that guy couldn't build a fire in a hay mow by rubbing two sticks of dynamite together. Oh, well, I gotta get the rest of it. Looks like about all of it. Yep. It's all packed back in. Boy, what a job. Hey, Molly. Molly.
What is it, McGee?
Look, I got all that stuff back in the closet, all straightened out.
Splendid, McGee. Splendid.
And after this, when you want something out of there, let me get it for you.
All right.
Yeah.
But now that you got the dictionary out of there, why don't you leave it out? We may need it again.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I forgot to leave it out. I packed the dictionary back in there.
Oh, heavenly days.
Now, hey, now you stay away from there. I know exactly where I put it.
Well,
I can get it out without...
Rip and Molly will be back in just a moment. In the meantime, I'd like to read you a brief letter received recently from a gentleman in New York State. For the past 15 years, he writes, I have installed many linoleum floors as I am a linoleum layer. Most every time upon completion of an installation, I am asked this question: how can I preserve or improve the finish? Well, since Glowcoat has been on the market, I have used it with perfect satisfaction. So I always answer, use Johnson's Glowcoat and no other. Well, now coming from a man who knows his linoleum, that is a pretty sound recommendation. Glowcoat does preserve and improve linoleum, whether it's new or old. It makes linoleum last longer, makes it easy to keep clean, brings out the colors. And remember, there's no rubbing or buffing with Glowcoat because it's self-polishing. You simply apply and let dry. In 20 minutes, your floor is sparkling with new beauty. Try Johnson's self-polishing Glowcoat on your floor. Order a can tomorrow.
That junk of yours is positively not going back into that closet.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Wrong routine.
Well, all right, then. But if it does go back in there, I'll arrange it myself. Now, you keep your hands off at this time.
You going to do it all by yourself?
I am.
Fine. As the fat lady says when she took off her corset, that lets me out.
McGee.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glowcoat, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
From March 5th, 1940, Fibber McGee and Molly, starring Jim and Marion Jordan, with help from Harold Perry as Gildersleeve and Isabel Randolph as Mrs. Uppington. I'm Greg Bell, and when we continue here on When Radio Was, we will have the female-led dramatic program, Defense Attorney, right after this.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. In early 1951, NBC ordered an audition episode of a new series, known then as Defense Rests. It would be renamed, though, Defense Attorney when it was picked up. Just last week, we had that pilot episode, and now one from the series. Joining lead Mercedes McCambridge will be the following folks. Howard Culver as Judd, Eddie Firestone as Tom Richards, Gene Bates as Velma, Larry Dobkin as Norton, and Parley Bear is Judge Harris. The music is by Gunsmoke composer Rex Corey. This is from March 13th of 1952.
The makers of Kix, tasty, crispy corn puffs, food for action, and the makers of Clorox, the new chlorophyll chewing gum that makes your breath kissing sweet, present Defense Attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, to depend upon your judgment and to fulfill mine own obligation, I submit the facts. Fully aware of my responsibility to my client and to you as defense attorney.
And now we proudly present Miss Mercedes McCambridge as defense attorney. When Martha Ellis Bryant chose law as a career, she accepted the challenge of defending the defenseless. Thomas Richards was a parolee from the state penitentiary, a young man who desired his freedom with no attachments. Trapped in a web of circumstances beyond his control, he was again in the arms of the law.
Know what living down in solitary is like? Did you ever sleep on a cement floor with no bedding for a week on bread and water? You bet your life I'm not going back there.
Yes, Tom Richards was one of the defenseless. And we'll bring you Thomas Richards' story right after this important message. Let's listen to a man who thought he could shortchange nature by skipping breakfast.
It's a shame to be a Nixie like me. I suffer from a lack of energy. Won't somebody tell me why I fail in everything I try? It's a shame to be a Nixie like me.
Yes, dull, tired, dreary people are called Nixies. The exact opposite of Kixies. Kixies are men of action who eat Kix, the food for action. People of all ages who get lots of pep and energy every morning by building breakfast around a big bowl of Kix. And how smart they are. Because Kix is an 83% energy food. Crispy corn puffs that taste like more. Eat Kix. Food for action.
Oh, it's grand to be a Kixie like me. Always feeling full of pep and energy. Every morning I eat Kix, so I'm never in a fix. Oh, it's grand to be a Kixie like me.
And now the curtain rises on Act One of tonight's defense attorney story, as Velma Richards, Tom's young wife, fear written on her face, panic in every step, enters the office of Martha Ellis Bryant.
Miss Bryant? Oh, yes? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you come in.
I wouldn't bother you, only I'm at the end of my rope. I've read in the papers how you always help people. I hope maybe you could do the same for us. If you could. If you only could.
So, but what is your name?
Velma. Velma Richards. Tom's in trouble. There seems to be no way out.
Well, why don't you sit down, Velma, and tell me who Tom is?
Well, Tom's my husband. And they won't leave him alone. They've driven him half out of his mind.
Yes, I realize that you're quite upset, Velma, but you're going to have to try to be a little more coherent. Who won't leave Tom alone?
The parole officer.
The parole officer?
Yes, Mr. Norton. Please, please, Tom's fine. He's good.
Yes, I'm sure he's good. Now, why was Tom sent to jail?
It wasn't his fault. Bill Edwards, his best friend, got him to write a check. We didn't have enough in the bank to cover it. Bill was supposed to make it good.
Only he didn't. That's a very familiar story. Has your Tom been in trouble with the law before?
Never. Well, we didn't have any money for a lawyer, so they gave us a public defender. He told us not to worry, that since it was a first offense, the worst that could happen would be probation.
And naturally, you believed him.
What else could we do? And then the probation officer came and told Tom If he pleaded guilty, he would guarantee that he would talk to the judge and arrange everything.
Velma, who was the judge?
Judge Noel Harris.
Oof.
He gave Tom 1 to 5 years. We looked for our lawyer, but he was gone. I asked the probation officer how this was possible. He promised. He told me he was sorry. And then they led Tom off to jail. They wouldn't even give him time to say goodbye.
Velma, tell me, how large a check did your husband write?
$72.
$72?
Bill Edwards paid it back later. I wrote a letter to the judge, begging him to show mercy. So did Bill.
Was that before or after sentencing?
Before.
Are you positive?
Yes. Father Devlin wrote, too. So did Tom's boss. It didn't help.
I see. And, how did Tom break his parole?
It isn't very hard, you know. All you have to do is cross the county line, not the state line. The county line. And when you're hungry, you'll do anything.
And where is Tom now?
Hiding from the parole officer. They're looking all over for him. They've been watching the house. Tom wants to beat it out of the state.
And you're going to go with him?
Yes, wherever he goes, I go.
Velma, listen to me. I can't blame you for wanting to be with your husband. I certainly can't blame you for being bitter and for hating the whole world. But running away isn't going to accomplish anything. How long do you think it would take for the police to catch up with you? And then what? More years added to an already long sentence? Oh, no, don't do that.
What else is there to do?
Well, Tom must turn himself in voluntarily.
He won't do it. You don't know what it means.
Velma, you've got to face this thing and not run away from it. And anyhow, there's always a chance.
Not for us.
Where is Tom hiding?
He told me not to tell.
But you came to me for help, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to give it to you. Where is he?
Joe's Bar on Fifth Street.
It's a nice old song.
Yeah.
You mind if I sit here next to you?
I don't care what you do, sister, just so long as you don't bother me.
Okay, Tom.
What's that?
You are Tom Richards, aren't you?
What do you want?
I'm Martha Ellis Bryant. I'm an attorney. I just left your wife.
Look, Miss Bryant, I'm not interested in lawyers. I got my belly full with the last one.
How old are you, Tom?
What difference does that make?
You look old enough to be a man, but you're behaving like a child.
I'm not interested in lectures or advice.
Tom, you're going to turn yourself in.
Just like that, huh?
Just like that. You're going downtown and report to the parole officer.
You got another guest coming. I spent 16 months in stir on a raw rap. Nothing's going to make me go back.
Who says you're going back?
Look, don't give me that.
Tom, I came down here to try to help you.
Thank you. I'll figure my own life out.
All right. But while you're at it, you better stop and consider what happens to Velma.
She'll be all right.
Tom, I know what's on your mind. And believe me, running away isn't the answer.
No?
No. Now, why don't you stop kidding yourself? How much money have you got?
That's my business.
You're not going to get very far without money. You're going to need a car. The police will be looking for you at every railroad and bus depot.
I'll get a car, don't worry.
How?
Look, I learned a lot of things in stir. I never thought I'd get to use them.
And you won't either. You're not the type.
No. I did 16 months for $72. This time I'll give them something to remember me by. I tried to do things on the square, but they wouldn't let me. They're asking for
no,
it.
No, they're not asking for it. You are, Tom. You see, I've checked, and you're up for pardon. Now, don't do anything that will hurt your chances.
Well, I'm tired of waiting. 3 months is long enough. I'm sick of hearing, at the moment, the governor is indisposed. He'll always be indisposed.
No, not if the facts are presented to him properly. I'll go to him for you.
Well, I'm not taking any chances. Once the parole officer gets his hands on me, they'll throw those keys away.
How can you be so sure without first talking to the guy? Tom, you've only committed a minor infraction. He's sure to give you every benefit of the doubt.
You don't know Mr. Norton. Look, I can't take any more of his kicking around. I can't stand going out looking for a job and being forced to tell a boss I'm an ex-con, not to trust me.
That's no use.
And how will running away help?
All right. Maybe this will convince you. In jail, I had an abscess tooth. My jaw was way out to here. I waited 2 months. 2 months for the dentist. When I complained, I landed downstairs in solitary. You like it?
No, not very much.
Ever tried pulling out a tooth with your fingers while the pain's driving you out of your mind? Ever sleep on a cement floor with no bedding for a week on bread and water? You bet your life I'm not going back there.
But you lived through that, Tom.
Sure, so you lived through nightmares. Thelma and I are quitting this place, and you or anybody else isn't going to stop us.
But you're not going to make jail alone this time, Tom. Thelma will have to go, too, for complicity. Well, she doesn't have that coming to her, does she? And neither do you. Well, why don't you give me a chance to prove that you're an all right guy, deserving of a break? Tom, all I need's a little time. I'll go see Judge Harris.
Sorry. Don't think I don't appreciate what you're trying to do, but it's no use. Velma's meeting me here at 1, and then... Can't you understand? It's our only chance.
I hope you'll forgive the intrusion, Judge Harris, but this is a matter of vital importance.
How can I help you, Miss Bryant?
Well, I'm here on behalf of a boy you sentenced quite a while ago, Thomas Richards. Do you remember him?
Richards? Vaguely.
Yes, you gave him 1 to 5 years for a first offense. Insufficient funds to cover a $72 check.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, I certainly hope he's learned his lesson. A jail sentence can be very helpful, you know.
I won't argue that jail sentences aren't necessary. Every man should pay for his crime, but I'm concerned with what happens to this boy now. He's broken parole. He crossed the county line so that he and his wife could eat.
I'm terribly sorry, Miss Brandt, but that's not my concern.
He's your charge until his parole is completed.
What would you have me do?
Call off the parole officer, rescind the order for arrest, and let him go where he can get a job and lead an honest life.
Miss Bryant, I will not interfere with due process of law. When a parolee violates his trust, he then must suffer the consequences. However, you have my permission to attempt to dissuade the parole officer from his course, if you can. I shall be guided by his judgment.
You're very kind.
I'm sorry I have to end our conversation so abruptly, but I'm chairman for a luncheon at the Drake Hotel, a meeting of the Bar Association, of which the governor is guest of honor. I have quite a bit of work to prepare.
Yes,
so
I'm sure you have. I'd like to ask a favor.
Yes?
May I have your file on this case?
I don't see how it can help matters.
But it can, very much.
So far as I'm concerned, the case is closed, Miss Bryant. You may subpoena them, however. That is your privilege.
But that would take days. I've only got hours.
I am sorry, Miss Bryant.
May I ask a question, Mr. Norton? Up till now, has Tom Richards' record been clear?
Yes, I'd say so.
And if he returned voluntarily, would you give him extra consideration?
What do you mean by extra?
Would you drop your proceedings against him and don't block his prospects of getting a pardon by returning him to jail?
I'm sorry. I couldn't do that.
Why couldn't you do that?
I have my rules to go by. Make an exception for one parolee, they all expect the same treatment.
Mr. Norton, all Tom Richards did was to make one mistake in his life, and he paid for it. Well, how long does he have to go on paying for it?
Miss Bryant, I didn't sentence him. I only carry out my orders.
But there's such a thing as treating a person humanely. The boy isn't a murderer, after all. Oh, either you give him a break, or you force him to leave the jurisdiction of this state. You force him to become a hunted criminal.
That won't happen. You needn't worry.
Yes, I'm very worried.
We've already caught Tom Richards. Wasn't very difficult after we trailed his wife to your office and then followed you to that bar.
And now you're really going to give it to him, aren't you?
He's got it coming to him. All the trouble he's making.
What do you mean, all the trouble he's making?
Well, he broke away from my men, and he headed for the top of the Triton building. He's perched on a ledge there now, threatening to jump if anyone comes close to him.
Mr. Norton, how far can you drive a man?
It's of his own making. No one to blame but himself. All he had to do was follow the rules.
That's very interesting. I always thought the rules were written to help people. That it was your job to have sympathy and understanding.
I have, Miss Bryant. I have, when they stay in line. Right now I'm going down to the Triton building. Would you care to come along?
You bet I'm going along. I have a feeling that boy's going to need a lot more help than he's going to get from you.
In just a moment, we'll continue with tonight's defense attorney story. Don't breathe. Don't breathe a word until you chew Clorox. Because Clorox makes your breath kissing sweet. That's right, kissing sweet. Clorox is the delicious new chewing gum that contains chlorophyll. Aha, that magical green chlorophyll you've heard so much about. Clorox with chlorophyll banishes most odors that make breath unpleasing. Get Clorox today. C-L-O-R-E-T-S. Only 15 cents a box wherever chewing gum is sold. Chew Clorox, the gum delicious. It makes your breath kissing sweet.
You're listening to Defense Attorney. We'll be right back with more after this. Fall in love all over again with the music that inspired the movie American Graffiti. MusicRewind.com brings you 75 songs that will inspire you to remember your high school days. Rock around the clock with Bill Haley and the Comets. Dance the Peppermint Twist with Joey and the Starlighters. Order this 3-CD collection now for just $19.98 at MusicRewind.com and reacquaint yourself with songs like Rock and Roll Music, Wake Up Little Susie, Teen Angel, and many more. Reminisce with Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke, The Silhouettes, and many more artists from the 50s. Buy American Graffiti today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just remember to enter or mention coupon code PARTY33.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
Go back to the days of American Graffiti by ordering it now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. And remember, enter or mention coupon code PARTY33 and receive reduced shipping and handling on your order as a special bonus.
Some areas of the country have seen their turkey populations decrease in the last few years. What can we do as land managers and hunters to help? This week's Drawn to Wildlife Topic of the Week is brought to you by Higdon Outdoors. This year, Higdon Outdoors rolled out a new line of turkey decoys that are extremely realistic and lightweight. They'd be a great addition to your turkey hunting gear. Check them out at Higdon Outdoors and order one today. So I spoke with the Department of Fish and Wildlife about why turkey numbers have decreased over the past few years. I thought predation would be the main cause, as everything is after a turkey. To my surprise, the primary reason for fewer turkeys is cold or wet weather when the hen is nesting or the poults just hatch. Combine that with less than ideal nesting areas and your turkey numbers decrease. So when afield, think about ways to improve the nesting habitat for the turkeys. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com and remember, the seasons never end.
Welcome back. You're listening to When Radio Was.
And now we continue with Act Two of tonight's defense attorney story.
Marty.
How are you, Inspector?
I'm sorry, Marty. I can't let you up. The man on that ledge threatening to jump.
Yes, he's my client.
Oh, okay.
Mrs. Bryan.
No, no, Velma. He's going to be all right, please. You've got to control yourself. I'm going to try to talk to him. You stay here.
You're behaving like a fool, Tom.
Stay away, Norton.
Now, boy, I'm only trying to be your friend. I'm giving it to you straight. Now, you get off that ledge and come over here, and I promise I'll forget that you broke the rules. Hmm? How about it?
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Velma?
Velma's over there, Tom. I'd like to speak to him alone, if you don't mind, Mr. Norton.
All right. Maybe you can hammer some sense in his head.
Well? What do you want, Miss Bryant? Don't start selling me anything. If I die, Velma gets the insurance policy. If I live, she starves while I rot in jail.
Velma doesn't care about the money, Tom. It's you. Now come on back off of that ledge.
You know, it's funny. Fortune teller told me I had a long lifeline. And she was wrong, huh? She didn't know you can't fight City Hall.
Tom, legally, we've got a chance. The governor's in town. I'm going to see him.
Forget it. See that clock on the tower? When it hits one. I told you before I was checking out a one, didn't I? All right, what are you doing now? Why are you walking towards me? Get back!
Tom,
come on.
I'm your friend.
Now look, I don't trust anybody. Get back!
Tom, I'm trying to help you.
Don't take another step! Now don't try to touch me! Don't try to touch me now! I'm gonna jump!
All right. I won't come any further.
Velma! Where's Velma?
I'll get Velma for you.
Rough, isn't it, Molly?
Oh, that poor kid.
I got my men working as fast as they can down below. I sure hope he doesn't jump before we spread that safety net.
You've got till 1 o'clock, Matt. No later.
Miss Bryant, I'm frightened. I'm frightened. I saw what happened. What is there to do?
We won't give up, Velma. You go over and talk to him.
There's no use. He won't listen to
You're
me.
You're the only person he believes. There is somebody else who can help him. And I'm going after him. Inspector, I'll be at the Drake Hotel.
Marty, Hudge and I was here at the hotel.
Well, Judson, am I glad to see you.
Even after I stood you up for lunch? I've been trying to phone you all morning and told I tell you I'd be late. I was assigned to cover the governor's speech at the Bar Association.
Yeah, I know. What floor are they on?
Mezzanine. Hey, you're not even disappointed.
No, let's get in the elevator and we can discuss all that later.
All right. Mezzanine, please.
Judson, have they called on the governor yet?
Why do you think I was in the lobby smoking a cigarette? I have a copy of a speech if you want.
How long has he been on?
Offhand, I'd say about 10 pages. Got 15 more to go.
Which should take about 20 more minutes. Well, it's too bad. I'm going to have to disturb him.
Huh? Marty, honey, you're losing your marbles. You're talking about the governor of the state.
Yeah, well, it can't be helped, that's all. Which dining room are they in?
Well, that one over there. What's this all about?
Saving a life. Judd, help me, will you?
Sure, honey. What do you want?
I don't have time to subpoena a file legally. I want you to go to Judge Harris's office and get the folder on Thomas Richards. I don't care how you do it. Just get it. It's evidence that I need to convince the governor and hurry.
Okay, but don't you think it'd be a good idea if you told me where you'd like it delivered?
The Triton building on the roof. I'll get going. We've only got till 1 o'clock. Dear.
This is no time for pussy.
Excuse me, please. Could I get through here?
Now or never. When organized crime can defeat the models...
I'm sorry.
It is time's laws are written to defeat...
Excuse me, please.
New laws without loopholes for indecent lawyers to practice their...
Excuse me.
You must admit, there are those who would for personal...
Excuse me, please.
Sacrifice.
What are you doing up here on the dais?
Judge Harris, I'm afraid I'm going to have to disturb his excellence.
This is outlandish. It's outrageous.
But it's very urgent. Mr. Governor, if I may intrude...
What's that?
You'll pardon us, gentlemen.
How dare you, young lady?
I dare as an attorney. With a client who needs your help desperately, you're the only one who can save his life.
Courtesy demands that you at least wait until I was finished.
Forgive me, Your Excellency. You must forgive me. But when a boy is standing on the ledge of a 25-story building ready to jump, I find it very easy to forget social amenities. I beg you to come with me, Your Excellency. And you too, Judge Harris. Thomas Richards is very much on your conscience.
Oh, hello, Marty. Oh, Mr. Governor.
Inspector.
Is the safety net up yet?
No, Marty, the rigging broke down. But his wife's been doing a great job talking to him, trying to calm him down.
Good. Will you follow me, Mr. Governor? Judge Harris?
I will not be coerced, young lady. I will not permit the drama of the situation to take advantage
no
of
me. No one is going to try to coerce you, sir. I believe the situation will speak for you.
Tommy, remember all the plans
over there are two young people.
About how we're going to have a place of our own.
They're nice people.
With a garden.
Worthy of the pursuit of happiness.
Tommy.
And they're being deprived of that liberty.
You got to believe it, too.
I wish I could. You were always one for fancy dreams, Velma. I don't blame you. Maybe sometimes you have to dream to pretend that life isn't so miserable.
Tommy, I'm not pretending. I need you.
Forget me, I told you. Just a bad dream that came into your life. bad dream that'll fade with a little time.
There's your hardened criminal, sir.
Stop saying
he made the fatal error of committing a crime against society. He wrote a check with insufficient funds for $72, for which he's paid very dearly. 16 months and parole. And for which he is now about to pay with his life.
Excuse me, Marty. Here's the file you were looking for.
Oh, thank you, Judd. And Mr. Norton, may I ask you a question?
Of course.
Do you treat all your parolees alike?
Oh, I do not differentiate among them.
In other words, it doesn't matter to you whether a man's background is murder or just petty crime. They're all accorded the same treatment.
That's correct.
Hasn't it ever occurred to you that each case is different, requires special handling?
Why?
That Tom Richards' problem shouldn't have been guided by rules, but by warmth and by a little human consideration.
Miss Bryant, Mr. Norton is not on trial.
Oh, but he is, more so than Tom Richards. Mr. Norton, how many times did you call Tom's prospective employers to advise that he was an ex-convict and that he wasn't to be trusted near money? You don't have to answer that. But why don't you tell us who forced him out on that ledge? Who prevented him from a livelihood so that he had to break one of your rules? Fortunately for lots of people, there are parole officers with vision and with a regard for their fellow man. They're lucky.
I don't see the point to all this. If you're trying to create sympathy...
I am merely trying to bring out facts. Right now, I'd like to hear from Tom Richards, if you will follow me.
Let's take a short intermission. We'll be back with the conclusion of Defense Attorney right after these messages.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
And now let's wrap up Defense Attorney on When Radio Was.
Right now, I'd like to hear from Tom Richards, if you will follow me.
Don't forget the insurance.
Tom, please. Will you tell us why it took you 16 months to get out of jail rather than the prescribed year?
What's the use? I don't have much more time.
Please, Tom, please. This is important.
Well, they've got an honor system in the jail I was in. Make the honor roll. You get extra privileges. Honor roll. That's a laugh. You have to be a stool pigeon. Well, I wasn't reared that way. All my life, I was led to believe you mind your own business. I got 4 months tacked onto me because I wasn't hip. I was a fall guy for another inmate. I was working the kitchen shift and didn't get time to eat my dinner, and he advised me to take it to my cell. Before I even got there, he reported me for breaking the rules. He made the honor roll. Oh, God, leave me alone now. I want to say goodbye to Velma.
Just thank you, Tom. Now, Judge Harris, this file of Tom Richards was taken from your office without subpoena.
Why?
You forced me into that action. And inside this file are letters written to you before Tom Richards' trial. Listen to them. There's this one. This is from his wife. My husband deserves your help. Please. This one from his parish priest. I sincerely recommend that you give every consideration to this boy. And from Bill, his friend for whom he wrote the check. If there is any blame, I should be punished. You mustn't hurt Tom. And from his employer, Tom Richards has great integrity, and above all, he is honest. I earnestly plead for your clemency.
Miss Bryant, I grant that I received those letters. So what?
Your Honor, when a judge receives correspondence that is biased, isn't it customary for him to disqualify himself from the case?
Well, it has happened. However, it is not mandatory.
Judge Harris, in my opinion, you're a brilliant jurist. Nobody doubts your honesty. And knowing this, may I not assume that you resented these letters as trying to influence your judgment?
I must admit yes to your question.
Yes, and may I not also assume that because of your integrity, you were predisposed to throw the book at Tom Richards to sentence him to the limit of the law?
That is true.
Your Honor, Tom Richards had nothing to do with the sending of those letters. There was no reason for him to be punished unduly because of your integrity. The most he should have received was a suspended sentence with probation for the first offense. Going to jail was wrong, Your Honor. And the parole was doubly wrong, Your Honor. And now this...
Miss Bryant, how may I help?
There's a pardon on your desk, Mr. Governor. But right now it's more important that you reassure this boy.
Very well. Let's go to him.
I love you. Tom... Tom, this is the governor, and you can believe what he says.
Listen to him, Tommy. Listen to him.
Yes, listen, son. On my desk is the petition for your pardon. It requires only my signature. Now, you come to my office with me, and I'll sign it.
Maybe it's wrong to believe. Maybe I'm doing the wrong thing again. Well?
I always keep my word. However, I should like you to know that my decision to aid you was not based on the fear that you might have jumped from that ledge. Anyone who would resort to suicide of necessity is a coward. The facts, as eloquently displayed by Miss Bryant, were on your side. And, Judge Harris... I submit that it is often wise to temper integrity with sympathy and understanding. All right, son. Let's go sign that pardon.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, Tommy.
Come on, honey. And just look at him, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen so many happy tears in your life?
No, Judson.
Honey, darling, you're crying too.
Sure I am. This is pretty.
Yeah, I know. Gee, it must be a real thrill to know you've contributed to the future of their lives and given them another chance.
You ought to be pretty thrilled yourself, sweetie. Without that file, I could have gotten nowhere.
Hey, that's right. But, Marty, there's one thing I want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
With Judge Harris having all that integrity, who goes to jail for lifting that file?
You do, darling.
What?
But don't worry. I'll be right there to defend you.
You have just heard Defense Attorney starring Mercedes McCambridge with Howard Culver as Judd. Tonight you heard Eddie Firestone as Tom, Gene Bates as Velma, Larry Dobkin as Norton, and Parley Bear as Judge Harris. Music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Attorney was written by Jack Rubin. The program is directed by Dwight Houser. Another exciting adventure with Mercedes McCambridge, Defense Attorney. Be sure to listen. Defense Attorney is presented by the makers of Kix, tasty crispy corn puffs, food for action, and the makers of Clorets, the new chlorophyll chewing gum that makes breath kissing sweet.
This is Mercedes McCambridge, reminding you that Ted Mack is standing by now to bring you the original Amateur Hour. Be sure to stay tuned.
This program came to you from Hollywood. America is sold on the American Broadcasting Company.
From March 13th, 1952. In the coming weeks here on Wynn Radio Was, I will share with you more episodes of Defense Attorney. Truly unusual for its era, not only with a female lead, but with one holding a position that was rare for the time. Mercedes McCambridge, of course, was no stranger to radio, having worked on hundreds of episodes in dozens of series, led by the Inner Sanctum Mysteries, Lights Out, Arch Obler's Plays, I Love a Mystery, and Studio One. She was also Peggy King Martinson on the radio soap opera This Is Nora Drake. Of course, she was also a television and film actress, even winning an Acting Academy Award. Can you name the 1949 picture she captured that Oscar for? I will, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Ah, it looks like they're bringing torches.
I told you to leave before they got here.
Now, you just let that rifle stay where it is, Helen. You can get out the back way, and I'll stall them off.
Thought I'd hear Britt Ponson advise nobody to run from a fight.
You never saw me walk right into one, did you?
Saddle up for 20 adventures through the Western Territories with Radio Spirit's 10 CD Six Shooter Special Edition Collection.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl. Its handle, unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
The undeniable yet underplayed charm of the series star provides a gentle introduction to tales of Wild West triumphs and tragedies.
James Stewart as the six-shooter. A transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
The Six Shooter Special Edition Collection is regularly $39.98, but Radio Classics listeners can save $15 and pay only $24.98, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOTER7.
Clay.
What? Yes, sir?
Don't move. No matter what happens, just don't move.
What?
Now do what I say. Just keep sitting the way you are.
What's the matter?
There's a rattlesnake edging towards your belly. Now go on. Go on. Keep on talking.
Order the Six Shooter Special Edition today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code SHOOTER7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Courts sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to Wynn Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about Defense Attorney star Mercedes McCambridge and her Oscar win. She would win the Best Supporting Actress Academy Award for the 1949 Best Picture winner, All the King's Men. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but be sure to visit us at WynnRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.